You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
I'm back in the saddle. I'm back in the seat. The YKWD. Yes, I'm here. Last week, Mo filled in for me. Some of you didn't like it. Most of you loved it and wanted him to stay. And if he wasn't so popular, I would let him. I would definitely just take a percentage of this show and move on with my life. And no, I'm kidding. I want to thank all you guys who came out to Side Splitters. I was with Mike Calta all weekend. We're going to do a couple things. Mike Calta, fucking most generous guy in the world. One of my, probably the best friend, my best friend right now. Number one
what?
Friend. One number one friend. Above all. Above all.
He's fat.
He's, yeah. I didn't say heaviest friend.
Oh, all right.
He's actually that too.
Gain some weight, you'll bump up.
He's the same thing.
I like him. I don't want him to hear
he's
that.
He's a fucking. No, he's no. He wouldn't be upset with you. He's a fantastic guy. Did his cruise, and then we did Side Splitters. Me and Luis J. Gomez. Great weekend. Sold out all the shows. It was great. And I sold out all the shows, and I didn't put an ad up going sold out. Because it doesn't make sense, like these fucking guys.
You waited to say it on your podcast.
Yeah, I waited till it was all over. I didn't say it the night of, like, hey, buy tickets. You don't need to promote a show that's sold out. I've done that before, and then I'm like, why am I putting an ad? I just want everybody to know that I sold out.
Yeah.
The night I sold out. Anyways, Lewis killed it. Somebody wrote his act. and whoever wrote Lois's new hour, if you come out, I will give you $1,000. I'm telling you, Kim is funny, man.
Kim's great.
God damn it. I love Kim. I love her mom. I love her sister. Even her weird stepdad. Fucking good guy. Hung out with all of them this weekend. Great weekend. So thank you, Tampa. Thank you, all the podcast. So many podcast cast listeners. And I get, I'm truly getting old because people are walking up like, I'm a big fan of the podcast. I'm like, yeah, but you're old. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You're my age because I'm 48. It was my birthday last week. Thanks for
48?
The message.
48?
Happy birthday. Thanks for the message.
Well,
oh, yeah.
We made you something.
You made me something?
Yeah.
Oh.
So do you want to renege on your fucking...
First of all, don't ever use the word... we don't say that anymore.
You're a renegger.
Oh! 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 My Lord, let it be known. Oh, so this is from...
From all of us.
From all of us.
All of us who?
Well,
here? All of us here. Oh, yeah. This was... Okay.
It's
right.
Not,
I got
like,
here late.
Expensive.
I was in the bathroom.
No, I know, but
it was.
It's from... legitimate... Look at me. All of us.
Yeah, we all wanted to like get you, at least get you a card. So we just made you a card instead.
Happy birthday. There's a snail. I don't know what that is, but I kind of like it. And there's some desert, and there's a rock and some flowers. I'll show you guys at home.
Oh,
that's very nice.
That's nice.
We know that you did that. Happy birthday, Bobby. There's a dinosaur. Okay. You are the wind beneath my wings.
That's sweet.
Zach, I love you.
That's for me on the bottom. My lips.
I can tell by the lips.
Look, I drew a V-cut.
Yeah, you did. Oh, I thought that was your lips.
I actually got you a present. It just is not here yet. But I'm here for him. I got you.
Yeah,
I got it. Getting it shipped to your house.
Thanks.
So just know I care about you. You know.
You don't know my address, but that's cool. Thanks.
I got it from your agent, dude.
Oh, did you?
I did.
All right, here we go. all right, let's. I got to go through this real quick, guys. Please bear with us. The ads, the sponsors of this show, really amazing people, and I'm so glad that we have these ads, and they have these people backing my show. So please tune in, stay in, don't hit the 30-second button, fast forward, because I want to tell you about Blue Apron. You guys know I love Blue Apron. I use it. I use it at least once a week at the house. It's easy to have, especially when you have a kid. I don't believe I more single guy should use Blue Apron than if I was saying, I remember I used to just go get oodles and I didn't know what to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to make stuff. I lived at Billy Burr's apartment on 97th and Lex, and I'd get oodles and noodles. Well, not with Blue Apron. You choose your chef-designed recipes. We deliver fresh, seasonal-inspired ingredients, cook ingredients, meals in under 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, oodles and noodles is 10. You're adding 10 more minutes to have a great meal. Let Blue Apron do the prep for you. Dinner in 20 minutes. Every week, at least 3 recipes built with your busy schedule, because I have a busy schedule. We all have busy schedules,
yeah.
Some busier than others.
Yes.
I'm on call 24/7 for you.
I love you, buddy. You are. You're a fucking, my little machine. You're my little fucking broken robot that I made through scraps. Listen, every week, at least 3 recipes built to your busy schedule in mind, where Blue Apron has done the meal prep for you, preparing sauces, spices, and ingredients, quick and easy recipe options, and instantly delicious flavors, perfectly portioned ingredients delivered right to your home. You don't have to worry about the how much spice do you, how much paprika, Joe? How you watch this stuff on YouTube, or the, you know, how much? They just whop it in, bam!
Yeah, they whop.
They whop it, bam! They do all the planning for you, okay? Skip the planning, meal planning, and get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. Get rid of your grocery list and let Blue Apron do the meal prep for you. Choose your recipes based on your schedule. Blue Apron offers a range of recipes bursting with flavors. Get your own cooking, get out of your own cooking rut and experience the joy of new recipes. So check this out. Check this menu, week's menu out, Joe. Are you ready?
Yes.
Get your first 3 meals free at blueapron.com. So you can get free meals. You need meals.
Yeah. Exactly. And it takes away the hassle, man.
I fucking love his voice. It's Southern, but, you know, not scary Southern.
Yeah, no. It's like welcome. It's like, hey, what's up? You want some tea, you know?
Yeah, some tea or Blue Apron. If you offer me Blue Apron, I'd come in for a little meal.
You can get some girl. You can cook some filet chicken mignon. You know what I'm saying?
Chicken mignon? All right. Well, whatever, he's not that bright. I mean, he does really fucking stereotype. I mean, first 3 meals are free with blueapron.com/dude. That's blueapron.com/dude. That is blueapron.com/dude. If you're a fan of the show, I want you right now to go to blueapron.com/dude and get your first 3 meals free with Blue Apron. A better way to cook. It's amazing. We also, I'm telling you this right now, what are you smiling at? Let me ask you a question. You know what's not smart, Joe?
I know a few things.
Yeah, go ahead. Name a couple.
Republicans.
What the? You're a Republican almost. What are you talking about? With the conversations I have with you, you're more center right than left.
Whoa.
I pass.
Wow.
I don't like political correctness. That's it.
That's right now.
I'll renege if I have to.
Oh, what are you doing?
Dumb? You really can't say that.
What's dumb?
Tell me what's not. Well, tell me what's not smart. It's not what's dumb. It's what's not
something
smart.
Something what's not smart.
Yeah.
I would say booking your flights last minute.
Yep. That's smart.
Is that something?
Yeah.
And what about you? What's not smart?
Not getting Blue Apron.
We're past that.
Yeah, we're past that. What's not smart?
Not having a good resume.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I'll tell you this. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. Nice.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. But you know what is smart?
ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude.
That's right. /whatdude. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for the candidates to find you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you.
Can you say zip?
It's zip.
Okay.
Zip. Zip it. Why don't you zip it? How's that? It's powerful matching technology.
It's a small zipper.
Scans that. It really is. It's like 3 zips. Zip, zip, zip. Matching technology, their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experiences, your jobs, and actively invites them to your job. Look, if you have a business, finding the right people, it can suck. And this is the way around it. This is what helps you. This is using technology that's been fine-tuned to make it easy for you. So you get qualified candidates that come to you fast. No more sifting through wrong resumes. No more waiting for the right candidate to apply. It's no wonder ZipRecruiter's rated what? Number what? Number one.
One.
Like
one.
This,
one.
This podcast.
One yeah. Love.
By employees in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews.
Whoa.
And right now, my listeners, you, all you son of a bitches with trucks and vans and little, all you crafty women in your side bedroom because your kid moved out and you got nothing in your, I'll make my own jewelry.
Yeah.
And oh, it's too overwhelming. I got a wart on my hand because I worked so hard because I didn't know it was going to be so successful.
Go to Planned Parenthood. They'll take your warts off.
I told you not to do that.
What?
I told you. Oh, God. Listen, here's the deal. They do more than other things is what he's saying. So here's the deal. ZipRecruiter right now. You can go there if you're my listener for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WHATDU. UDE. What dude? That's it. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. It's the smarter way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. There we go. We got a great show. We got Ian Finance. We got Joe List, the fucking reg.
Is there a new enunciation of your name?
No, it's Finance.
It's Finance. He just goes with it.
Because I want to make sure I get people's names right. Like, did you know that, who's the kid, the Italian kid?
I want to
Pavone.
Make,
yeah. Alex Pavone.
No.
It's not Alex Pavone, it's Pavone.
What?
Yeah, like
that.
Corleone.
I thought
that.
It was Pavone the whole time.
Here's a name.
Oh, Pavone.
Here's a name I'd like to get right before you fucking stepped on the flow. Rocky Dale Davis is also here, too. And that's his
One
whole
love,
name.
Baby, yeah.
We got Becky, we got Mike, we got Zach, and of course, moi. I'm back fresh from a week and a half away. Very excited. Got stuck in the tropical storm. Was a tropical storm. Became Hurricane Cat 4 Michael.
Yeah.
And now I'm back. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to see. I really followed along on your stories, and I was jealous. I would have liked to have gone to Busch Gardens. The cruise seemed fun. I like Calta. I go on the show.
Yeah, the cruise was, have you been on a cruise, anybody?
No.
I've worked like seven of them.
You work them, like as
but
comedy.
Not, yeah, not those, though. Like, these are different, very different.
I've never been on a cruise, ever.
Well, you've just cruised around the park.
I just cruised, yeah. I've been on a different type of cruise.
Hey, Bobby, drop me off at the pool hall. What? What the fuck is this, 1982? who plays pool? I do. And a bunch of other guys in fucking dungaree jackets.
A lot of eye contact and winking.
yeah, pools for really gay guys and Asians.
Yeah.
So
eight ball corner pocket my ass.
you've been on. What did you work with? As a comic or with Ralphie? What'd you do?
No, I did. I worked on my own. I did. That's where I met my girlfriend. I met her on a cruise. She was dancing. I did two that went out of West Palm Beach, and then I did two NCL ones that went. They went out of West Palm too. They went to like Mexico and stuff.
What cruise line?
NCL.
What's that?
It. It's like a Norwegian cruise lines, but they don't even go to Norwegian. It doesn't make any sense.
Rather than just saying they don't go to Norwegian.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, why would it be called Norwegian Cruise Lines if you go to fucking Mexico? That's not weird. In fucking Mexico,
well,
though.
Well, I mean, because the company's from Norway.
Norway.
And,
I was in Norway yesterday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That looked cool, too. My stories are great.
Wow, that's crazy.
We can come to it later.
Did you see any ships?
I did see some ships, but they weren't Norwegian ships.
You're going
Norwegian?
To Mexico.
They were Mexican ships.
All right, it's not a great name. Let's not give me, it's not a great name. It should be like, hey, it should be Mexico cruise ship. Something
no
like
one's going to go on Mexico cruise ship. Norwegian Cruise Line sounds better.
Norwegian Bilbo sounds like it's going to be like a Bilbo. Norwegian. Yeah, and no one works on it. It's from Norwegian. They're all like Filipino people that fucking hate like white people.
I love how you keep calling it Norwegian as the name of the country. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Norway. Maybe. You stupid idiot.
You just said maybe. Like, we're wrong.
What do you know, look, Mexican?
Y'all are, okay.
that's called Norway?
Lock her up.
It was terrible, though, man. It's just because you're on there for like a week. You got to wake up every day. You got to do like training. You got to go like train. Like, if like the boat goes down, you have like a certain thing you have to do. It just, the fucking rooms are small. The pay is good, but the shows are at the
I didn't do that.
That's what I'm saying. The one you did was way better.
I got money. I sat at a big table. I got things brought to me. I had a balcony.
Did you do stand up or was it just for fun?
Here's the thing: is Mike's been trying to get me on this cruise for a long time. You got to do the cruise, and I'm like, dude, I don't do well on boats. The last boat I took was they had
clubs.
I do great at clubs.
I know. It just was a joke.
I'll make a joke that's funny that we could all, I can laugh at, too.
Becky's laughing. Rocky's laughing.
I think he's laughing at me.
Whatever.
All right, whatever. Well, you can take my laughs.
It's both sides of the same coin.
Are
y'all fighting?
No, we're not fighting. You say you all again. I'm throwing my hot coffee in your face. anyways, I...
Yes?
Yeah, no, it's I finally said yeah.
Yes.
And we did comedy the first night, me and Bert. You come out, you do 15 minutes of comedy.
That's it?
And then you're done for the rest of the week.
Oh, my God.
But here's the problem with
That's amazing.
Because I'm a food addict.
Uh-huh.
Bert is doing the Sober October hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
So he was not drinking or using drugs or whatever he does. So he was just working out and eating like a savage. So it triggered, like, there was, I walk up and there's a hamburger thing, and I'm like, what's this? Oh, you just get hamburgers. I go, when? All night, as much as you want. Yeah. I said, wait a minute, stop. I go, there's hamburgers here, all this, yeah. And they're the best, it's the best cheeseburger you've ever gotten in your life. And as I walk up, the guy, you know, giving hamburger french fries. I show up, he literally hands me two hamburgers. And I go, why two? He goes, do you want to? I go, I do, but let me ask, motherfucker. And I don't want them on the same bun. If I'm having two hamburgers, I want two separate buns. And you can just go get hamburgers whenever you want. You can go get tacos. At dinner, you can eat. You know they give you a menu?
Yes.
Appetizers, entrees. You can have as many entrees as you want.
What?
Yeah.
So I ordered, like me and Bert were ordering five entrees each.
Oh.
Wow.
That sounds so good.
That's
amazing.
It wasn't good.
But you look fine. Good. You look normal.
I don't feel normal. My feet still
You look out of breath talking.
Yeah, my feet still
That's
feel wet.
That's normal.
Joey.
But you don't look, it's like he walked in and I was like, oh, geez, Bob was on a cruise.
Well,
you look fine.
Yeah, I look the same amount of fat that I've been.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah, you really can't go up from here. For me to make a difference, I'd have to like literally gain another chin and I already have a couple.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really can't progress from here.
You know
what I'm saying?
Man. You well aware. You well aware.
Yeah, I well wear it?
you wear it well. You know?
All right.
You look good, bud.
You wear it well. I don't object if you call collect. Rod Stewart, remember? He's a singer.
I know.
From England.
Yeah. No. Here's another problem with the cruise is that you're stuck on this thing.
I would go nuts.
You stuck on it all day, and we went through that trough. They told me, they swore to me, these boats are so big, they don't move.
Yeah.
They have these stabilizers, all this shit. And you know what? That's not true.
Ugh.
I was sleeping, and the fucking lamp was just swaying.
Yeah.
Well, it's the ocean.
Yeah.
Mother Nature.
When you're
on
that.
They don't say that, though. They say it's like, you're good 100%. And it's like, no, I was on stage one night and I was like literally leaning back and forth. Like, it was like terrible.
When you're on that and you're cooped up like that, do you ever think, like, man, it'd be fun to get fucked up right now?
What do you mean? Like, drink?
Like, drunk, yeah.
No.
No?
Oh. No, because I'm it's not the Titanic. I'm getting off. fucking, what are you, an asshole? if I was on Mars.
You ever on one of those cruises you just want to paint someone?
Dude. Do you ever think about giving up 30 years of sobriety because there's a little waves?
No, but I'm saying that thing pops into your head. It's like an addict. Like, I just did, I was in fucking Wisecrackers this
weekend. Stop getting angry and swearing.
Sorry,
when you get angry.
I know. I was at Wisecrackers in Mohegan Sun, and I'm so happy things are going great. I'm sober, wonderful, but that thing comes in my head that's like,
what?
Dude, it'd be fun to get fucking wrecked this week.
Well, you're talking about two different things. You're talking about having a great time at a casino and be like, oh, this is the place where you get fucked up, as opposed to me being out in the ocean and there's a fucking tropical storm.
No, but I mean, like, everyone around you is drinking. You're stuck on this boat. You're
You know what's hard? I'll tell you what's hard. Not to fuck.
Mm.
That's the because you know 2 o'clock in the middle of the fucking the Gulf of Mexico and some cowboy little redneck chick
you
with a
stopped right
with,
there
with B cups
cowboy <It's>
like, no cowboy chick
cowgirl I think
cowgirl. They call say trans girl, woman
cowboy chick
I'll tell you something
if there was cowboy woman.
If there was a trans on that boat fucking oh.
I saw a lady boy of the night. Midnight lady boy.
I would have been shaking. Hey, daddy.
Oh my god!
I got a balcony.
But I know what you mean. I was in Norway. I think about drinking all the time. I don't practically think about. I don't think should I get a beer.
Right.
But I do 20 times a day. Be like, oh, it'd be fun to have a few cocktails right now.
Are y'all all
sober? That's normal. Yeah.
I don't think that addiction for me. I don't think is relevant. I think about smoking weed.
Whoa.
Yes, me too.
Weed, because, you know, they're smoking some weed on that boat.
I lose my
mind. One kid, this is so funny, one kid, when we were getting on the boat, we got on a little late, and the dogs came up. There was two guys mm-hmm. that worked for the show. One guy, the dog came up to, and the other kid saw that. He went back outside and ate all his shit. So the first night on the cruise, this kid was fucked.
That's funny.
He was just staring into the distance.
Oh, that's so good.
And they didn't even arrest him. They just took it and said, you know, because it was weed and, edibles and shit and gummies. So they were just like, just go, you know. But the kid panicked and just gobbled all the gummy nightmare. Bears.
Well, weed, especially now, because there's so many innovations. Like, now they have categories. Like, this is, like, if you want to fuck weed. This is if you're sleepy weed. This is if you want to look at tits weed. And so there's, like, categorized, and you can eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can eat like a gummy bear.
Based on what you want to do.
Yeah.
And that kills. That's actually two of my addictions, a brownie and weed. Mm. How do you not want to do that?
I eat like crazy when I fucking smoke weed. It just gives me the munchies all the time. It makes you get as much to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. That was the hard thing for me was the food on the ship. Because I shouldn't. I'm not supposed to eat. And fucking, dude, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Chicks coming on to you?
Dude, I was on the Lido something. Deck, and this girl walks by.
Jared?
I love Jared Leto, though.
Yeah, he's hot.
Oh, he's got one good song.
Oh, 30 Seconds of Mars, that song is woo.
Yeah,
good.
The Kill.
Yeah,
what
the rest
a fucking
of it,
great
garbage.
Song. I opened the door for her. I'm on the Lido deck, and I opened the door for this girl, and I saw her bopping around. And I'm like, what's up? What's wrong? She's like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just trying to get laid, and nobody will get me laid. And I was like, I literally shake it. I'm like, I could just go and fucking shut all the lights out
mm-hmm.
and bang you in a storm on my balcony right now.
The town is back that way. Remember Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I went like,
I'm sorry. My friend is an idiot.
I just went like this. I'm sure you'll reach your goals.
No!
That's amazing.
Good luck in your future endeavors.
Now, do you tell your wife that you have
this
issue?
No!
Doesn't
what
she listen to the Doesn't
know.
She listen to the show?
No, she's not an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah. My fucking wife isn't listening to this shit.
You never know.
I do.
All right.
I absolutely do.
It's I'll
fucking
ringing
call
right
her
now.
A fucking twat right now. Hey, Don, you twat, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah,
call
you
in.
Suck, Don.
Hey, easy. Hey. Oh, the fuck? Oh, I'm listening.
I was only...
Fuck, Joe. Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding. I love Doug.
Yeah, those girls are freaky on that shit, man. Especially after you get off stage, they walk up to you like, "Were you on stage?" And they just are pretty wild, man.
Yeah, it progressively gets worse. So before dinner, hey, and then after dinner, huh, it's a good time. And then around 12 o'clock,
locked
they're
up.
Gambling, having fun. What are you doing? And then around 3 o'clock.
So you're just eating cheeseburgers and jerking off the whole time.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, plus the motion of the ocean, really.
Yeah, I was cranking out. But here's the problem. This is what happened. We went to Cozumel. Cozumel.
Cozumel.
Yeah. Kazakhstan.
No, we didn't go there.
Cozumel's the best, in my opinion, because you went through Mexico, right? You went to like Honduras and stuff and Belize, or no? That's
no.
Where most of them go.
We didn't. No, you're talking way too fast.
What? Yeah, Cozumel. You sound like Porky Pig right there.
What the fuck's wrong with y'all, dude?
At the end of a Looney Tunes episode.
You had perfect pronunciation on those countries.
I said Honduras, Belize, Cozumel. What the fuck? Y'all are just... Just making fun because I'm Southern.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. You fucking dirty
so
redneck.
Fucking racist.
That's
so racist.
It's not racist.
It's not racist.
Can you be racist?
Being Southern is not a race.
Look, all my people I've been through. Okay.
Yeah, all the cross burnings and church burnings.
Yeah. You know how hard it is to carry a cross.
I have to deal with this shit. And y'all call me like mean, and y'all are like way meaner than me. Like I'm like nice, like Southern, just you know trying to embrace it. I can't say a fucking thing.
Listen to me. You can say whatever you want, Dolly. Okay? Whatever you want. You just unbutton one more button on that shirt. You can do whatever you want.
I look better. I lost 10 pounds since I saw you last.
I think you have to wait for somebody to tell you that. You can't just you really can't just assume.
A little eager beaver.
I really
also look better.
You do look better, Joe.
Really?
I did notice it on you.
Thank you.
You've always looked good to me.
And what have you noticed on me?
You're just the same Three Stooges face I've always seen. Jesus. He does. It looks like all three of the Three Stooges. Stooges in one. It's fucking.
Last night, Attell on stage goes, he said I looked like I was the result of a clown rape.
Oh, that one rolls in a little bit. That takes a second. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh,
how
yeah,
good I look?
The Cozumel was not good.
Whoa. What?
I'll tell you why. Mexico is not a fun place. It's very scary. You can't leave the place. You have to go from the boat. You walk through this maze of horseshit stores.
Yeah.
And they try to get you to buy garbage. You got to finagle to get in a cab. And then you get in the cab. You go to this little spot we had. You go in the water for a minute. That was fun. I was in the smoking a Cuban. Me, Bert, and Mike Calta, and his friend Pete, who's the best, smoking Cubans. I'm smoking a fucking Cuban. Real. You can't buy Cubans in Mexico. They're all fake. Mm-hmm. So don't go to Mexico and come back with Cubans and say, hey, Bobby, I'll fucking throw them out. So we brought them in. We're smoking Cubans, water. It's probably one of the best things I did on the trip.
Water?
In the water.
Oh, in the water.
Up to my neck. Mm. Just shooting the shit. A lot of people are drinking. All Mike Calta, the fans are the best. They're just good people, mm-hmm. fun, crazy fucking Tampa people, but great. Except for this one guy. he said something to me, and I said something back, and I got him, and he splashed me with his cup. Ugh. And I'm smoking a Cuban, and a drop of water went right in the middle of my Cuban and just fucking put it out.
Oh.
You just heard... And I went, ah, you fuck. And this guy could literally rip my head off and shit down my fucking esophagus. Uh-huh. And I just went, you fucking moron, I'm smoking a Cuban. You need to fucking splash somebody smoking a Cuban. And I was waiting for him to just punch me in the face. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he backed off, but it sucked. Just sucked.
Did you walk through? You walk through like when you get off. You walk through like the Starbucks and the Hooters and stuff.
All
right?
The shit. First of all, it's not Starbucks, and you shouldn't drink fucking iced coffee or anything from there because you'll
die. I didn't
say
I did, Bobby. I'm just saying you walked through this.
I'm
like
sorry. Was I being too aggressive? But I have tone. Listen, Rocky, you know I have tone issues. Yeah. It's just the way I talk. No. I had to tell my therapist that today. I go, I miss my fucking wife. He goes, well, you don't sound like you miss her. I go, I did. I fucking missed her. He's like, well, could you say it in a better way? I go, this is my fucking way.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my girlfriend speaks Spanish, so we got off there, and we just walked into the town, and we went for $30. Both of us went with the stuff. No, it's not scuba diving. The other one?
Snorkel.
Snorkeling. Snorkel. We went snorkeling for $30 and got free alcohol. They like literally poured tequila in our mouths like we were on the boat. It's fucking dope.
Yeah, they were trying to get you so drunk that you passed out. They're going to fucking capture her, bring her back.
Well, they can't do that. Roll Tide. There we go.
Huh?
I said they can't do that. Roll Tide.
What does that mean?
It's like it's Alabama. It's like it's a team in Alabama. It's like the Crimson Tide. It's like when you do something good, you say Roll Tide.
Yeah, we don't do that here. Right. And 99% of the world doesn't do that. So don't ever do that again. Roll Tide? Have you ever heard of
your
that?
Your girlfriend didn't get raped, and you're like, Roll Tide. That sounds like a rape
rally
call.
We're the national champions. We're the national champions of
football.
Buddy,
I'm so sorry. I don't watch college football.
Well, it's cool. You can just go with it next time and be like, Roll Tide.
No, I have to. I can't
or you can say... War Eagle.
Okay, that's fucking. What's that? That's the other team. They suck, though. It's Roll Tide's like bro. One. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to learn about this. What is this?
So it's like in Alabama, you got Alabama Crimson Tide, and you got the Auburn Tigers. And Auburn Tigers like a shit team. They fucking suck. Right. And they say War Eagle, and they're like they're fucking pieces of shit. And Alabama's like winners, good people, rich people, and they say Roll Tide.
All right. Now, do they say the same thing about you? If I went to,
probably not. The they'd probably be like, Rocky's probably a great comedian, really nice guy. Right. You know, very grateful. You know, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. So this is what I'm saying. So it's like next time, like
just Roll Tide.
When I say Roll Tide, you can say Roll Tide back, and then we're fucking rolling. You know.
All right, so what if I choose not to do that?
It's cool. You can just acknowledge it. You can just be like,
I'll acknowledge it.
You know. So
I'll never listen. Let me tell you something. I've told you about your fucking double guns and your little. You and Mike Feeney with your little...
I'm sorry, I forgot you don't like the gun.
I'll break your finger with something. I swear to God.
Break his finger and go, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. You'll never do Roll Tide. There's nothing worse to me than someone going, seriously. Like, joking? Fine. But,
yeah.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
Mike Feeney did that to me one night. Hey, what time's the thing? Oh, it's that thing. All right. Thanks, Bob. I was like, my body shook. I was like, don't, I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to go to fucking jail.
I called you dog one time until you got so mad. I called you dog, and I said you were my best friend, and you were like, I have friends that aren't my best friends.
Jesus Christ, what are you, Burke Rice? Just sit down with a fake laugh.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
You got it. You got it, dude. You got it.
Deathhawk.
Deathhawk. It's like an affirmation. It's like, it's
shut up. We get it. Move on.
I was in Huntsville. They were yelling that at each other in the middle of the show.
Like, yeah, Huntsville, like, Texas?
No, Huntsville, Alabama. And I was like, you guys sound like fucking idiots.
What a bunch of retards.
And they were like, we love it. And I was like, that's great. I love football too.
Yeah, you can't,
it's a comedy show.
Because then they go after each other. It's like,
is that why they don't have
Black Lives Matter?
It's got to be why they don't have good comedy clubs in that chunk of the South.
Oh, because they'll hear, they'll be like a dog, they'll hear something
and
start barking.
They get too fucking shit-faced, they get too fucked up, and they don't give a fuck about the art of comedy as much as other people do. Every time I, like Louisville, I remember Louisville Improv, there were people in line. First of all, they shut the street down. Mm-hmm. So there's like this area in the middle of just bars and food places that have bars and the comedy club. And at night on Friday and Saturday, they shut it. You got carded to get on the street. Like there was police. Ugh. So you had to be 21 to get on the street.
Louisville Mardi Gras.
And then you, but this was every Friday, Saturday night.
Ugh.
And I went up to the line and there was just people in line with these slushy alcohol drinks.
Yeah.
Just fucking wavering. And I'm like, these people are like out, like poison.
Right, right, right.
And they're like, oh, we're going to put them up front. I'm like, all right, I know where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, what was the other place?
Y'all don't
Knoxville.
Get, y'all
Knoxville.
Get drunk on Boston on like a Saturday?
Yeah, but we don't.
Yeah, Boston's
do, we do,
worse.
But, no.
Like you're from. I about to say, you can't tell me. Like, I've seen like movies about Boston. Y'all fucking drink like crazy on like.
Yeah, I know you can believe those movies. That's a fact. They're all documentaries.
You can't base life off of movies. That's what my aunt does. She goes, be careful in New York City. I've seen Law and Order.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Those are actually based on true crimes, you dumb dumb.
I love you, Aunt Camille.
At the beginning, it was based on a true story. Gung gung.
Aunt Camille. Is Bill Cosby your uncle?
Yeah, what?
His wife's name is Camille.
I got it. We
did
are,
you play Sad right. Splitters in Knoxville?
You mean the club that's closed?
I mean, I just did. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
my bad, bro.
First night there, lady in the front row just making out, middle-aged woman, making out with another guy. Nice. The middle act didn't even acknowledge it, just wailed through his horse shit to get to his fucking t-shirt joke.
Nice.
Yeah.
Held up his t-shirt, said goodnight, brought me up. Amazing. I acknowledge it, of course, because I'd like to tell some jokes. Mm-hmm. And they wound up kicking her out. And then she said, and she comes back in 10 minutes later, screams at the top of her lungs, I'm from Hawaii! And I was just in shock. I don't even know what that meant.
I got punched after a show a couple weeks ago.
Well, you got punched?
What for?
Yeah,
why? What for?
The dude was up front, and it was at like an open mic competition. I was just doing five because I headlined the show before. It was like a 12 o'clock one. Mm-hmm. And the dude was talking, and I was like, be quiet. And he like starts like, 2 minutes, 2 minutes so you can get off stage. Get off stage. And I was like, all right, I just did some time, made fun of him, you know, and then ended my set. He was literally like stewing fucking mad. Like he was so upset. He was like rubbing his head the whole show, like just mad. After the show, he walked to me. He's like, you want to go outside? And I was like, yeah, we'll go outside, you know. So we start walking outside, but we're inside of a casino. So it's like an 18-mile walk to get outside. And he starts going the wrong way. I'm like, hey, man, it's this way. He goes, oh, thanks. And then he forgot. We're like, man, he's like, thanks. I mean, you know. And we start walking. I got security.
Why did you say it this way? You should just let him walk that way.
Just let him walk to the buffet. Like, hey, man, once you get the buffet, take that ride, like the Uber around, you know. And I called security. They were fucking slow as shit. We walk outside, and he like popped off his shirt and like pushed me twice, and then hit me and took off running. You know,
he just hit you and ran.
Yeah,
where was
this? This was at an LA Comedy Club in Vegas. Yeah, that's what I get. So should have been playing the cellar. You know,
let me ask you a question. He just hit you and ran.
Yeah, took off running.
Did he get his shirt?
He yelled roll tide.
Yeah. Because he threw his shirt to his girlfriend. Yeah,
did the punch land? Was it a good?
Yeah,
punch?
It was a solid punch. I mean, I don't mind getting. I don't mind getting hit. I used to get hit a lot. So it was like. The only thing that made me mad is like
that he
had.
Let's go back to that.
I don't know if you heard the part where he's from Alabama.
In middle school, I used to let because I trained for a while in kickboxing and stuff, so I got hit a lot. But then, but I used to like.
Don't forget your father.
Yeah, my dad. Well, he didn't really. Well, a little bit, you know, here and there. But in middle school, because I used to have I got a really good jaw. Like I never get knocked out. I've only been knocked out one time in my life. I used to let people hit me. I get like in PE and stuff.
And you wouldn't hit him back.
No, because I wasn't hitting puberty, so I couldn't fight yet. I was like super like because I didn't hit puberty until like 17. Mm-hmm. But like so like in middle school, I really hadn't hit any kind of puberty. I was like small and short. I was like fat, you know. And then like they would just like hit me, and I'd be like, "See, you didn't knock me out. I win," you know.
That's amazing.
But he fucking cut me with his ring. The guy was wearing a ring, and that's
loser.
When I saw he cut me, I'm like, I want to fucking kill him, that dude.
Well, oh yeah, that's your moneymaker.
Yeah, but it looks good. It's like a cute little scar now, you know.
What kind of ring was it? An eagle?
I think it legit was a class ring, and I was like, you piece of shit, you're punching me with a fucking like class ring from fucking '98.
Yeah, people, you can't really see it with Rocky Dale Davis, but when he stands up, or if he's in shorts. This kid's a big kid.
Yeah.
Rocky Dale Davis
broad.
Is
6'3", 240, or 245 right now.
Yeah, he's a problem for anybody.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna hit nobody. Because what if, dude, I've seen like $1 million baby. What if I hit the dude and he falls back, hits his head? Or what if they sue me? You know, because security walked outside and they're like, we're gonna detain you. I'm like, you're not fucking detaining me. I did your job for you, you fucking joke. You're on a bicycle right now. You can't even ride bikes in the casino. Where the fuck were you at? You know?
All right, well, let's not relive your anger towards them right now. Like, where are the security guards?
$1 million baby, another great documentary.
That was a true story, though, wasn't it?
I don't think so. There was a ghost involved,
know, dude. Y'all know more than me, so what do I know? I just fucking in Alabama, we just watched fucking Forrest Gump and Hee Haw and fucking.
I love Forrest Gump.
Do push-ups,
buddy. We're not saying anything.
Fucking
about
smart New Yorkers. Y'all don't drink or anything.
We're
fucking
not from New York. None of us. I'm from Boston. Joe's from Boston.
You're from Delaware.
Yeah, from Delaware.
Boston's
Delaware.
Wild animals too.
Well, I disagree.
But we have sophisticated people mingled in, mixed in.
I disagree. I don't think Boston people, when they come to a show, they'll get fucked up, but they're there to laugh.
I think that's because you have a following in Boston.
No, even when I didn't, you do a show in Boston, dude. When I started,
I do runs in Boston. They're always fun.
Can I tell you why? They've had comedy.
I'm just trying to make them feel better. Okay, it feels like we're picking on Alabama.
Yeah,
obviously,
it does.
We're much better than Alabama.
It feels like y'all.
Are you shitting me? These people are fucking subhumans. Trying to give me something.
Oh, y'all are better than me. How about we do push-ups? I will fucking combine for more all three of y'all. So like, how about this? That?
I think the three of us combined
can out-push up
no,
you.
No, I guarantee you.
Combined?
Combine.
I'm a Bobby. How many can you do? I'm good for 40.
Bobby did a lot with me. Bobby worked out with me one time. He fucking was out there fucking pumping it, man.
I'll do, I can do 20.
20?
You
okay,
cannot do 20 push-ups.
We got 60.
I can 50. Do 20 push-ups.
All right, here we go.
I'm a little tank.
You don't think I can do 20 push-ups?
I can knock your ass out.
Hold up. You cannot do 20 push-ups.
Let me have a free punch. I'll fucking break that glass jaw.
Real quick. You think you cannot do 20 push-ups
I can
in
do 20 push-ups.
That's impressive, man.
I think you could do 20.
I can do 20. I mean, look, I'm not saying it would be perfect 20, and it's a little cheating because my stomach won't allow me to get fully to the ground.
Yeah.
So. Man, fucking, do I hate fat on fat crime?
That's my problem too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said that's a problem. I'm sorry. I
Did
love
you see
Mike.
The dude who broke the record for the push-up thing? No. It was like the cop, but he like wasn't even doing full. He was just doing like this right here, like literally just like that. It wasn't even going down.
Short
like,
yeah, Rocky's a problem. Yeah, he's a problem for anybody.
I'm harmless now. I'm not fighting anybody.
No, there's not that many Southern great comedy clubs. Name in that where you live, Kentucky,
Alabama,
Knoxville, Alabama.
Well, Kentucky doesn't even Georgia.
Okay, name one comedy club that's no, not Georgia. Name one comedy
Georgia's
club.
Georgia's the South.
Yeah, but it's sophisticated.
Okay. Name Tennessee. Does that count?
Sure.
Zanes is great. Zanes is great in Tennessee.
Stand up live in Huntsville's good.
One.
Okay.
State of Life at Huntsville.
Yeah.
The Stardom is cool. It's
That's
beautiful.
New, though. That's new.
It's pretty new.
So fuck that. You can't have that. I'm talking historic.
The Zanies.
I won.
Okay.
You got one.
And then you're talking about Kentucky counts as well as the South? Even though I don't count it, but we'll count it if you want to count it.
What would Kentucky be if it's not
it's
the
not,
South?
It's not. It's like the Mason-Dixon line. It
feels a little Midwestern-y. The South is very, like,
people
undefined.
Consider Delaware the South.
What? Where's Delaware at?
There's a part of Delaware is below the Mason-Dixon.
Where's Delaware at? Like on like a map.
Two and a half, 3 hours
just south of
New here.
Jersey.
I don't even know. I don't know.
I've never heard
Delaware
anyone
is.
Call Delaware South. That seems crazy.
No. Yeah. It is. West Virginia.
Delaware's three counties, and two of them are fucking southern
Kentucky,
as hell.
Yeah. If we count Kentucky, then comedy off Broadway in Kentucky is fucking
nobody
unbelievable.
Even never heard of it.
It's unbelievable. Then.
Never heard of it.
But people also don't consider Dixon. Texas the South
because
Texas is just Texas.
Part of Delaware.
I didn't even know Delaware was right there, dude.
Boom! Roll Tide, bitch.
Eagle Claw.
It's war.
Heart
Eagle.
Of a lion.
They're counting Maryland and D.C.? Fuck
yeah.
No.
Well, yeah,
Virginia?
Dude, that's Southern.
That's like, no, that's different.
Well,
I thought the Mason-Dixon was right above Kentucky.
But you're talking
Tennessee, though.
The deep South. Mississippi, Alabama.
Down. Mississippi, Alabama. Go
yeah,
there.
There ain't really good comedy Arkansas. Scene in Biloxi, Mississippi.
No, there's like
I'm just,
none
I'm not
there.
Saying there's no. Listen, let me define this. I'm just saying that they haven't had comedy established as long as Boston or the East Coast,
right.
Upper East Coast, Northern East Coast, then the rest of the world, the rest of the country, Alabama, Arkansas. There's no what club in Arkansas?
The Looney Bin in Little Rock. Oh, there you go. There you go.
So here's the deal: the when they had it in the side splitters
in Knoxville,
Yeah, the guy Bobby Jewell was trying to train the crowds to because. The people that were there before just let them do whatever.
Right.
So they were trained that you can go, like Roadhouse.
Right, right.
It's like Roadhouse.
Throwing shit.
They were trying to come in and be like, be nice until it's time not to be nice. And then you throw a motherfucker out, but you can't talk. And people didn't understand why you couldn't talk. Like, people were kissing and making out and talking, and I'd be like, stop it. And
there's
like,
still
why?
People wherever you go that think they're making the show better by, like, yelling out, like, hey, I was just trying to help you, man.
Yeah, that's a little different, though. I think that comedy clubs in general, people understand how it works now.
Right.
You got Chuckles in Memphis. You got Little Rock, Arkansas. You got the Stardome in Birmingham. Stardome's a solid club.
You got
club.
The Silly House in Shreveport.
Yeah.
You got the Chattanooga Comedy Catch.
You got Cotton Candy's Comedy in fucking Catchamoo, Mississippi.
There's no blacks in Jackson. That's a good club.
Right there where Mississippi and Louisiana meets. I do a fucking show
that's
literally
also
in
known
the house
there. The new name is the Good Old Days Comedy Club.
Clan Comedy and... Mobile.
Yeah.
No. That's
don't forget Arkansas is No Bitches Allowed comedy club on Wednesdays.
They never booked me.
Shoot first, like ask questions later in Lafayette.
Yeah,
Fags on Funny in Fort Worth.
Bobby, you can't say that.
No, I didn't say
who
it.
Who can I send a tape to?
Okay.
Who can I send a tape to?
You gotta do a little
so see, I'm from Tuscaloosa right there. That's where I'm from.
Where?
Tuscaloosa, right
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Right there,
you
bro.
A fucking redneck.
And, dude, it's great, man. I did a tour one time. I made $45. I went from Memphis to Nashville to Huntsville to Birmingham to Tuscaloosa in like 4 days.
And you made $45.
$45, yeah. That's pretty
like,
good.
In total? Or like, did
total.
You after?
Yeah,
expenses?
After like fucking hotels and stuff, too. It was bad. I didn't have any heat in my car, and it was like the middle of December. It was like freezing. It was like 35 degrees. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, man.
You know, Huntsville has more PhDs per capita than any other city.
You know, Huntsville, Texas has more prisons than any other city in the world.
I'm pretty sure you made up Huntsville, Texas.
No, that's a prison.
Do it. Do it.
There's
Huntsville.
I'm from Texas. I know it's
just fucking.
You're from Mexico. You
don't
fucking Mexican.
Hey, see?
What?
I'm on your side. What? He's against you. See how that works, right?
Okay, I know there's a Huntsville, Texas. I'm joking.
Well, I'm going to show you right
there's
now.
A pedophile in Corpus Christi, Texas named Rocky Del Davis.
Really? That's fun. He should open for you.
It looks like an overweight me, too.
Huntsville, Texas, right there. And what is it known for?
Prisons.
Yes, prisons. Look at all the prisons they have there.
The Huntsville Transverse facility has 4.5 stars.
Sorry.
But they rape prisons?
Yeah.
14 reviews.
That's so funny.
Let's call them up. Let's call up the Holiday Transfer facility.
What are we going to call them up for?
I don't know. We'll come up with something fun.
Hi,
like,
I'm,
oh,
looking
radio.
I'm looking to transfer
what are the
a prisoner.
Like, the beds are great.
He's a spitter.
Chili Fridays are awesome.
Call up the Huntsville unit and ask what time they're open.
Yeah, and then ask them if they have any rooms available.
You're just going to get a magistrate asking you what you're looking for.
And then maybe we can do a show. Ask if we do a live podcast.
I like
podcast.
That Mike doesn't do what I tell him to do. He just tells me what they're actually going to do.
He's like, I tried. I couldn't get any work in Texas. I've called every prison in Texas.
I will do that.
Y'all looking for an MC? Can I just do a couple jokes over the speaker?
Oh, speaking of prisons, tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
I am taking a train to Boston.
When I was locked up in here, it was the best time ever. Every Friday we played Big Poppy in the cells. I miss them days.
That's great.
King of the South.
David Ortiz?
What about the other one? Deep-rooted history here. Gotta love it.
That's Brian Williams.
What is this? Got love it.
He wasn't actually there.
Ah, that was good. That was
what was the other one? The food is delicious.
This can't be real.
It has a picture of a fucking... execution bed.
Execution chamber.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. What's another one? Release entrance. Oh, thanks.
I'm executed fake, but still man. Reviewing. Yeah, that's...
You say that's fake?
I think it's fake.
The one where he just said I'm executed but I'm still reviewing?
I was reading the ones before that, but
I think you're right.
Wait, what's going on with the train to
tons
Boston?
Tons of bars.
What the
tons
fuck?
Of bars And a exclusive gym. That's funny.
Yo, look at that. That one's real. What? From Sin Sorters. I was very upset when I learned my daughter's father couldn't have her handprints I sent him, all because they had glitter on them. Glitter. That's all.
But angry face.
And still three stars.
Oh, shit.
It did get there in a timely manner, though.
Oh, my God.
Bobby, what's going on in Boston? Did you get a train to jail? Remember that story you set started a second ago?
He said, speaking of jail,
I'm taking a train.
Taking a train to Boston.
I was called a month ago from...
oh, boy.
It's called NAFI, N-F-I.
NAFI headed ho?
If I can get you a radio career taken away for that.
That's a reference.
Don Imus.
We were talking about it earlier.
I got a phone call. One of the juvenile halls that I was in when I was a kid, NFI, Shelter Care, which is in Danvers, called me up. They want to present me with an award.
Wow.
Around when I was 18, I actually worked there. I went back to work for them when I was 18, before I did comedy. And then I went to Congress and spoke to the Senate about NFI Shelter Care and how it helped me. I sat with Janet Reno. I had dinner with Robert Kennedy's daughter, Kathleen Kennedy.
Wow.
I spoke. Whoa. I was on C-SPAN. They actually have the tape of me on C-SPAN, which I'm going to try to get and play on this on the show.
Oh, that'd be great. Submit it to Conan.
You know what, dude?
dude, this place is cool.
Dude, I know you guys are all senators, dude. I'm trying not to say fuck. Oops.
You should run. Like for health. I mean.
I know. We saw it coming, Joe. We all saw it coming.
Everyone's laughing.
I am too. It's a very good one. So anyways, they're going to present me with an award. On Wednesday night. So awesome.
Sorry, it took me a second to appreciate my own joke because it started off genuine.
No, it was good. I know.
Can you imagine any of us trying to run? Because like, I get like into politics. I'm excited about it. I read about it. I feel like I want to make a difference. We have no shot. We couldn't even be like Donald, like this podcast.
Yeah, no.
We can't try to do anything in life. We can't even volunteer.
No, we're
fucked.
I've said, 500 times.
I literally just said it again.
You literally.
I am not a renegger.
You made it easier. You made it easier for them to find. I mean, than it would have been.
I can't even give a speech at a rally to be like, we got to take care of the environment. They'd be like, this
can't
guy.
Can't even walk by a school.
That's crazy.
You could never do anything in Chinatown. Yeah.
I could get a disease. Fucking horrible people. No. I'm joking. Whoa. I'm joking. Whoa, this is a joke.
You know when a guy from fucking a redneck goes, whoa. When a guy with three first names goes, whoa.
I'm kidding. I'm big in China.
Down,
I love
Panda
it.
Express is big the shit.
I love China. I have a small penis. I love China.
Yeah, we're done.
It's so hot in here.
Oh, we're done. He just put the AC on. Can you not shut it off ever again? I don't know why you keep shutting it off. Why do you keep shutting it off?
It's on eco mode.
Take it off eco mode. You got a fat host who's dying. You got a thin red faced, thin lip cocksucker who's going to complain the whole time.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right, Joe. It's a good fucking point. We're all, because of podcasting, if this never existed, we'd be able to do whatever we wanted.
I could run.
But this is what we want to do. So it's like, what else is there?
What?
What?
No, this is what you want to do.
Yeah.
I would do anything to not be here.
I would fucking, literally.
It's a big day for me. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I'd love to give this to both of you two assholes right now. Fucking walk away. I was home napping in my kid's car bed.
Room, room to dreamland.
Yeah, we're done, Joe.
Yeah.
And we did it, like, you guys didn't even do podcasting. We were doing podcasting from, I mean, before it was fucking even had a name, I think, right?
Yeah.
I had to walk uphill both ways to get to the podcast studio.
When I was a kid, we had to use a mixing board. A tax scam, I tell you.
We couldn't even say producer.
You guys have your Zooms. We didn't have a Zoom.
No, it's bad.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? But that's, I feel, the next generation of politicians, if there's still a country in 20 years, they're all going to, because everything's on video and social media, there's going to be so
many
records.
They're all fucked. Kavanaugh was the last one, because that's like the era where not everything is available. It's just kind of like word of mouth and like yearbook stuff. But the next generation is fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally fucked. Everyone's got nudes out. Everyone's got naked pictures.
It might make it less.
So many naked pictures.
I just can't wait for my cock to come back to me.
I know.
Somebody else. It's going to have some meme.
Yeah. I'm talking to say,
hey, happy birthday, little dink.
Little dink. It's not like Joe is making fun of the Chinese again.
That was a clever way for you to do a Chinese joke and put it on me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I did it.
You're like, little dick. Sounds like something he would say.
Trying to be a politician later. I'm saving my ass.
Well, you could be a politician though, because you are bisexual. You're left. You're pro.
Bisexual?
You're pro everything that they are.
But I hate that.
Well, the left politicians,
I don't like it.
The right are the ones that are winning, and they're not those things.
Yeah, but the
that's
right
who's winning.
But the right, the left are the ones that care about that shit. The right doesn't give a fuck about that. They want it to go back the way it was.
Yeah, but what am I going to run on? Glory hole reform? Like, what the fuck am I going to?
Yeah, you can run and be like, yeah, I love men, I love women, I love all kinds of people. I fuck at pool halls.
I bet hand jobs at pool halls in Connecticut.
Jeez, what? Don't be so specific.
See, that's why I can't be a politician.
Was that, I dropped you off at one in Connecticut, you weirdo.
No.
Jerking off Asian guys.
No, I did ask the people I was playing pool with. I was like, ain't good strip clubs around here? And they all just like left me alone. I was like, all right, fair enough.
Hey. Yeah, you can't do it. I mean, like me and Lewis are talking about this weekend. It's that we're done. Like, this is it. This is all we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all we can strive to do. If they give you, if they gave you a show tomorrow, Joe, on NBC, anybody anywhere could just go back and take you out with anything you ever said.
Yeah, you gotta not get too big and not ruffle too many feathers.
Yeah.
If you upset people, they'll go after you. Or if you get too big, America, we'd like to take people down.
Do we take down everybody that gets too big though?
I think we try to. People get resentful.
I mean, look at all the people that are big. Everybody's tried to take them all down, right?
And to some degree.
Dude, look at Dane Cook. He was like the biggest in the world, and everyone was like, oh, he's too big. We hate him now.
Yep. Look at Louis.
We've seen him too much. Yeah.
His brother took him down, though.
Amy, they fucked with Amy.
Oh, fucking
Chappelle.
Amy, Jesus.
Yeah. Fucked with everybody.
No, we like it.
Well, even the guys we fuck girls, like, they're going through their old podcast looking for shit to be mad at.
And they found it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that one didn't take too much. You got to just ride it out, I think.
Well, it didn't take because of why.
There's like nothing really there.
But they're looking is the problem. So
your
own fans are looking to take you down. So.
But I feel like you have to, if something like that happens, you got to stand by it and be like, yeah, I came from a place where I wasn't malicious. Fuck you.
Well, that's how I always feel. I'm like, I have a very irreverent sense of humor. I'm a good person. I spend time. I volunteer. I donate money. I spend time at meetings. I fucking meditate. I care about society.
I
vote. I'm a good person. I'm a good friend.
A Zip Recruiter right here.
I just like to... enough with Zip.
Resume.
These slurs are... I just like irreverent humor. I'm joking. Also, political correctness should be for politicians.
Yes.
That's where it starts. Like, our president is tweeting, oh, we're going to shit on horse face. He's calling
horse
face.
Oh, dude, he called Stormy Daniels horse face. That's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, but he politicians called,
he called
be
the
like
other,
this.
He called the other lady Pocahontas.
Yes.
The bad Pocahontas.
Yeah.
He's like some
he's a cartoon
Pocahontas.
Character.
But, like, that's where PC belongs. Our politicians shouldn't be like this fucking shithole countries. They should be like, you
look
know,
at the root word.
Country.
Politically correct, political.
That's what I mean.
That's where it should stay.
But people get mad at comedians now. I'm like, I'm a comedian. People are like, you said this or that. You're like, yeah, I'm joking. I'm a fucking comedian. We're supposed to be saying crazy
shit. It's fun
shit.
To say the bad thing.
That's what the point of comedy is.
Well,
that's,
yeah.
That.
Thanks, Rocky.
War Eagle.
Roll time.
Yeah.
Roll this tide, bitch.
Did you have to do the voice?
I didn't. No, I did not.
So,
yes, I tried to save my shitty joke with the voice.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just get nervous that, you know, I mean, Tampa was so freeing because there was so... They don't give a fuck. You can say whatever, and they're into it. Even the old people, whoever it is, You know, I feel like in New York, though, it's getting a little weird.
Brooklyn. But for the most part,
even
though,
in the cellar. Even at the cellar.
A little bit.
On the weekends, man, I've played at the weekends and I've had to yell at them. Snap the fuck out of it. Mm-hmm. I know you just heard three comics that told jokey jokes that were really good and you no one got offended. And now I said something that ruffled your fucking feathers. Loosen the fuck up. Suck your own fucking dicks and relax.
I would love to suck my own dick. Or me anyone too. Else's
I
dick.
I used to be able to.
Oh, you didn't.
I swear to God.
What?
When I was like 12, I can still put my feet behind my head. I'm like super flexible. Yeah. I was like 12, 11 or 12, and I was in the bathroom. I swear to God, I was in the bathroom.
No, I'm saying you can't suck your own dick like you said. I can't do 20 push-ups with the same fuck you. Go ahead. You're in the bathtub.
No. I just lay in the bathroom floor, and I
do have a strong jaw.
I just like lay back, and I was able like to like get like the like the like this much of it in. I was like, that's awesome.
What'd you do?
I just like it was like that's cool.
Did you suck it?
No. I just like I could, but
you didn't. So you get your tip of your dick in your mouth, and you didn't
do anything with it.
You didn't do anything.
I mean, I didn't
want to.
You
know how many of us
gay,
would kill
bro.
To do that? You fucking asshole.
Yeah, I'm still fucked. I could be like, I'm always keeping flexibility, man. You know, if you're flexible, you're sexable.
I'll give you $100 if you put your own dick in your mouth right now.
I can't right now. I'm too big. Look at me. I'm fucking stout, bro. I'm ripped. My outfit.
$500. Look at you.
Dude, I have to get hard.
There's a couch right there.
I'll put in five.
Yeah, I'll put in five.
But I'm not going to be able to get hard in front of y'all.
Ian can get you hard.
No, Ian.
Yeah. Yeah, come on here, fella. Yeah. Come on.
Ian will fluff your nuts.
Yeah, come on. Let me pay you back for that shitty green tea.
It's good, bro. It's
Ian
good
just
you.
Sucks them off.
Yeah.
Makes them cum.
Yeah, keep going.
just shrinks again.
This will be funny later.
Man, I got to do this ad real quick. Speaking of getting hard.
Your own dick. They love this.
Speaking of getting hard. Blue Chew. All right, here's the deal. Let's check this out. Remember the days when
you could suck your.
I'm forgetting. I can't do it.
I'm sorry.
Listen, man. Sorry. All right, listen, guys. Here we go, gentlemen. Remember the days when you were always ready to go. I mean, I'm more this way. You guys are all ready to go, right?
I mean, sometimes.
Joe, what about you?
I'm ready to go, yeah.
Always ready, sexually. Are you always ready to go?
Yeah. I mean, times are changing a little bit for me.
Oh, antidepressants hurt.
Back when you would finish with a lady and then be ready to perform again. Wow, I remember that.
Good days.
And when you performed, it was never three quarters masked. No. Always. Full masked.
Four out of four.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you said three-fourths masked, right?
Yes.
So 4 out of 4 is the finish of the joke. We can keep going.
But like all things, age just catches up with you and can impact your performance. But thanks to our new sponsor, which I'm so happy that we got this, because looking at my Tampa fan base, this sponsor is for you. BlueChew.com. That was a dramatic pause. You can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed for free right now with promo code DUDE at BlueChew.com. Promo code DUDE. BlueChew.com, that's like blue, the color blue, and chew, because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable. You get to chew it.
It's awesome.
Not swallow it. Chew it. Supplement packed with the same
FDA. You
got
to chew it to get it swallowed.
FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. It's great. I love it. Since they're chewables, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. Gets into your bloodstream quicker.
Yeah.
So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
Pop one of those, go to the bathroom, get a glass of wine, cook a Blue Apron meal.
With Blue Chew, you'll be at 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it can shorten your recovery period if you want to go again in the same night. Yes. I haven't gone in the same... let me tell you something. I'm called... My wife calls me One and Done Kelly for the month. Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor vids, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, I've been told that your dick gets harder faster. What's not to love? Here's the problem. I don't want to go to the pharmacy and get Viagra. I've done it. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It really is. And Cialis, I know Norton uses Cialis. He says it's great. I would love to be able to pop something in and give my wife the respect she deserves.
Yeah.
A nice full mast.
I just strap one on.
And I would like to be with my wife. I would like to be with my wife and not have to think of Rocky Dale Davis sucking his own cock to get in the bathroom to get my stuff up.
That's probably pretty expensive, though, right? It's probably like $1,000 a month or something.
Check this out. They're made in the U.S., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And here's the deal.
Emotional.
I'm getting emotional because I'm finally going to be able to have sex with my wife and not have to tie a rope around my shaft and tie that to a door and then walk forward.
What?
And here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com.
Lose
and
get a tooth your, or get a hard-on.
And get your shut up, everybody, for 1 second. Let me just finish this. And get your first shipment free. Free. You get a free one. You guys should all do
That's
this.
That's crazy.
Okay.
And use our special promo code DUDE. Just DUDE. D-U-D-E. Just pay $5 shipping. $5. Again, that's Blue, B-L-U-E, Chew, C-H-E-U, E-W. Sorry. Blue Chew, B-L-U-E-C-H-E-W.com. Promo code DUDE. D-U-D-E. Try it for free. New sponsor of the show. I'm actually going to use that. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Let us know.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to bang my wife.
Instagram live it.
If I had one of those, I could get hard right now and suck my own dick, dude. It's a good idea. Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, my nickname in high school is Blue Chew. What's up?
I would love to know your nickname in high school. Did you have a lot of friends in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you're just a friendly guy. Mm-hmm. But were you into both guys and girls in high school? Did people know that, or were you just hiding
no,
it?
No, no one knew it. I was hiding it.
Oh,
I had
hiding
a
it.
Secret thing with a guy, and every time we'd meet up, we'd have to use each other's printer. That was like the code word.
Oh, nice.
What kind of
like I'd come home, my mom would be like, "Oh, so and so is coming over. He said his printer doesn't work," and I'd be like, "Oh my god."
Oh wow.
I was trying to think what that would be if I was a kid. I'd have to come home and go, "Mom, Mike's G.I. Joe isn't working correctly," or his Evel Knievel. What would I say? We didn't have printers as when
well,
I was a kid.
My mom used to be like, "We need to get that damn thing fixed. We just got it." I'm like, "Yeah, the thing's broken anyway."
It'd be funny if
leave.
She fixed it for your birthday and you were mad.
Yeah, I had to break it again.
Smash it.
I had to get that old printer dick.
Printer. Print him. Instead of printer. Print him, because it's gay.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, should I put this?
Yeah, put the, you know where that goes.
Gotcha.
That's, that's the bomb, but you know what it is. Don't act like you don't. You've watched the videos.
You're so mean to me.
I love you, buddy. Relax. I'm not mean. You haven't seen fucking mean yet.
That may be hard.
Dick.
That was verbal, Blue Chew.
That made you hard. That must have sucked, dude, having to hide that when you were a kid.
Yeah, but I didn't know. Like, I felt so much shame and guilt and, like, disgust about myself over it that I, like, couldn't even imagine telling. I would convince myself that I didn't do those things. It was, like, wow. That bad, yeah.
So you would do them and then pretend they didn't happen.
Yeah, like, I would burn my clothes when I got done.
Because there was cum all over it, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you? A guy cum? You're
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I was like
Bubba.
Embarrassing.
Ah, it makes me sad.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah,
well. No, it's all right. It's fine. Now,
did you burn your clothes? Was your mom like, "What are you doing? This is the third pair of Osh Bagoshes I had to get. Stop blowing, guys, you fucking queen. I can't afford it. I'm working a part-time job so you
can
suck dick.
Blowjob outfits.
You had to get a paper route just to suck dick.
Fucking and hand-me-downs.
I had to suck dick to get more dick.
He called it blowjob outfits. Hey, Mom, have you seen my Mickey Mouse shirt? You don't like Mickey Mouse. I know. Where's the shirt?
Just wear any shirt. You're only going to this printer.
I need the Mickey Mouse shirt.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
That's so sad, though, man.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know, therapy's helped out a lot.
I know.
I feel
but,
real good now.
But you were all alone. Did you have anybody to talk to? What about the guy you were blowing? Could you talk to
His
him?
His mouth was full.
Oh. Take that bomb down off of there. That was great. Get
rid of it?
Yeah, get it out of here.
Oh,
that was
nice.
A good one.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, man. No, it was very much a thing of like, we would... that was great.
Why do you laugh like a fucking fat chipmunk? What the fuck is that?
You laugh like how I acted in high school.
Yeah, get a better laugh, would you? You're a grown man.
Stop, stop.
Oh, my God. All right, God.
It was a thing of like,
can I ask you a question? What? The first time you were with a guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not you, Joe.
Sorry.
But we're listening.
I'll take this one.
The first time you were with a guy, uh-huh. did you feel bad about that? Did you feel terrible? And were you? How many guys were you with at that age? I mean, it must be a small amount.
I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but I used to go to the library and look up like psychological textbooks to see if I was like messed up in the head. Yeah. And I saw that like a lot of little boys and like little girls experiment with
each
other.
Yeah, absolutely,
but I never knew that. So I used to fool around with like.
Yeah.
Boys when I was like younger,
yeah,
I was totally fine with it.
I did too.
And then my dad died, and that's when I was like,
"I'm sucking
You're
dick,
evil." Yeah, yeah. I was on a mission. I'm gonna suck so much dick it'll bring my dad back to life.
So when you, I'm sorry for something. I shouldn't. I'm a terrible person. This is the comic in me. My
no,
comic
I love
ego.
It.
No,
I should. Comedy first.
No, not with that. My dad died.
What, dude?
And then
Come on.
But your dad died. I really do because it was interesting. Your dad died, and you wanted to. What? That made you go fuck it. What happened?
No. That made me go. He's watching you now. And you can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, and then so I felt like I was like evil for it. Even though he loved me like with all his heart, and I know that now. I just that message you get when you're younger, when someone dies, everyone around you is like, "Well, they're with you all the time now.
Yeah.
They're watching you." And
scary.
You're like, "What the
and
fuck?"
And silly.
But I'm doing all these bad things that I thought was bad.
My grandmother died, and my grandfather died. I didn't look at the porn I wanted to for like months.
Right.
Yeah, because I thought my grandmother was just. Watching me type kidnap in a fucking Google, a clitty.com search. And some poor wife being held by nine Russians.
You jerk off to kids napping?
And then.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was fucking shocking. Not only was it bad, it was about pedophilia. At least you have to make
it was a pun.
You have to make those good.
It wasn't about pedophilia. Yeah. It was about a pun.
I know. We
you heard it here first. Joe Liss loves pedophilia.
And he loves puns.
I do like puns.
I know you do.
Puns of kids.
Wow, take it.
Thank you.
The first time I saw porn, I was probably nine. I was on like the computer, and that's when you couldn't stop pop-ups from popping up, like on the side, you know? And I was like typing like wrestling shit, and a pop-up, and it said BBC versus white girl. And I thought it was fucking wrestling. I was like, I never heard of BBC. And then I clicked on it, and it fucking wasn't. It was porn for sure.
Yeah.
Woo!
Have you ever been with a guy?
No.
You never had a guy touch your
pussy?
No.
You never touched a dude's ding-ding?
No.
You ever jerk off with another guy?
No.
Do you ever suck a guy off?
No.
Do you ever suck your own dick?
Yes.
You ever want to?
Here's the one thing about that.
Do me.
it's going to be yes.
Yes, no.
Yeah, yes, like I wish.
It's like coming back into the country at customs. Yes, no. Listen.
Dude, I didn't know. Like, I look back on this, and I remembered it like a little while ago, but this kid that I used to like fool around with underneath the bathroom stall, one day
was
in class.
Was his name Jim Norton?
One day in class. I drew a naked woman with a penis, and I slid it on his desk and was like, "Hey, you like that? What do you think of that, huh?" And he showed someone, and I beat him up after school.
You beat him up?
Yeah, I punched him in the face.
Why?
Because I was like embarrassed.
Exposed,
yeah.
That was the original text message.
yeah.
Drew a thing.
Yeah,
that was the original emoji.
That was the original nude. Like a naked picture.
Because I had the same problem. Because I went on to, you know, I like girls, and I was with girls.
You used to fool around with boys, though, when you were younger.
Well, yeah. I had experiences with guys. Like,
right.
And then I found out that you didn't know. I was so young, I didn't know about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I thought I was all this shit for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I carried this baggage with me, this secret.
Yeah.
And then when I let it out, and then the guy, I think I've told the story before. Tom Tompkins, when I was in the rehab, when I went to rehab, he goes, the first day he brought me in the office, he says, "Tell me your darkest secret." And I told him a couple of things. He goes, "None of that. The thing that you've never told anybody." And I was like, all right, I did this. This happened with a couple boys. He's like, when? I go, when I was this age. I was, you know, whatever, young. He goes, okay, hang on 1 second. And he clicked and he goes, send Josh, Tommy, and Mike up. I was like, what? I was like, what the fuck? I'm not sucking dick now. What are you, like, what are you gonna have me blow a bunch of guys to? What kind of treatment is this? We're gonna get this dick sucking right out of you.
Like you got caught smoking a pack of cigarettes when you're younger.
Yeah, he
just sucked the whole carton.
You wanna blow dudes? You're gonna blow 9 guys at a time. I don't want dick anymore. He brought them in and they all sat there and he goes, "Do you ever touch one of your friend's cocks? Yep. Do you ever jerk a friend? Yep.
No way.
And then, yep. He goes, yeah, everybody does that, dummy. You're not you're not gay. You're not anything. You didn't know what you were. Nobody taught you anything. You just it
fucking
was sex.
Hell. How old were you when that happened?
I was 15 when he told me that.
Oh,
I was under 10 when all that happened. Way under, maybe 9 or maybe. I remember first grade was my first sexual experience with a woman, and I cried because I thought I was going to hell.
No way.
Yeah, she touched my ding ding. I was in first grade or second grade. She made me suck on her titties, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I couldn't tell anybody. I was so, because I knew that sex was bad. I was Catholic,
right,
you know,
right.
So I was so scared.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I remember crying, and my mom came up. She's like, "What's wrong? Imagine going up and seeing your kid in first grade. That's max in a year. And he's crying. I mean, hyperventilating crying because some, you know." And then I couldn't tell her. And she's like, all right. She didn't know. She's like, all right, just let him get it out, whatever it is. And it was one of the most tragic fucking things. It literally set my life. That's why all this shit sexually going on. You know, I think now kids are being raised correctly sexually. It's okay to talk to your kid about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Gay is not a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I have gay people at my house.
Yeah.
Transgender people hang out with Max.
To us in New York City, it's still an issue
I understand.
A lot of places.
I'll say Alabama, yeah.
No, I agree. I agree. I guess in my world, it doesn't. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But
we can't lose sight that it's still an issue
in
other places.
But if you look on TV, it's not an issue. Being homosexual is actually a good thing now. People praise it. It's people go to the parade now. Even in Boston, it's slowly overwhelming the horse shit, I think.
I think that's why there's such an issue with trans rights now because
even gays fuck with them.
But we fucked up with civil rights. We fucked up with gay rights, and then now with trans rights, everyone's like, there is no room for error. You have to get everything right or else you are bad to, like, make everyone feel like it's
well,
so
trans
good.
Trans are still living like gay people were living, you know, 30 years ago. Because if you're trans, you're not accepted even by gays.
I don't know. I think
I mean,
it's
not fully.
Very in vogue to be trans.
I mean, currently. I guess in vogue, but it's not accepted. You know, people still don't understand it. Because they break trans down into so many categories now.
Right. My train broke down the way home yesterday.
No. trans.
Oh, trans.
Yes.
Trans, yeah. like transportation.
No. Trans, okay.
Like trans fats.
Yeah. There's one sex. There's all kinds of different things now that break down, and it's like, what do I call you now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that all this, like me growing up, if you look at the films we were brought up with, we say this all the time. The movies were all sex. You didn't teach a kid about sex.
Right.
When Magic Johnson got AIDS, that's when I got like my first sex talk.
Your dad gave Magic Johnson AIDS?
My dad gave Magic Johnson AIDS. Yeah.
What if that was
Wikipedia?
True.
That's how they killed him. That's how he died.
Just a guy that looks like Larry from the Three Stooges holding hands with Magic Johnson.
My dad was a handsome man.
You're a handsome man.
I am.
I mean, you're
non-traditional handsome.
You're I'll tell you what you are. You're unconventionally good looking.
Yes.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Oof. Joe does not agree.
You're a good-looking man, Mr. Garrison. Remember JFK? You've never been fucked in the ass. Kevin Bacon's best role.
Is a fascism.
Because fascism is coming back.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
You never touched a man's ding-ding, Joe?
Awesome. No, I'm trying to think of even, like, comedically. No.
I mean, like, punched a guy in the dick. Yeah, like.
What?
I think if you grab someone's dick, that's not gay if your intent is to, like, laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if, like, I grab your dick to make everyone laugh, that's, like, fun. But if I do it to, like, jerk off to it later, that's fucking gay. Yeah.
No, I never touched any dicks.
Really?
You, like, punched a dick, though, right?
No, I never
you
touched
hit somebody in the balls. What's the capital of Thailand? Bangkok.
No, I never got into that humor. In fact, I hate it. People that hit each other's balls, I hope get hit by cars.
Yeah, it's the worst. People used to do that in my high school. I fucking hated it.
I did that all the time.
Yeah, thumb in the ass, hit the balls. I never understand that humor.
It hurts.
Yeah,
it hurts.
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, when you walk up behind somebody and you fucking, we call it Gaddafiing because you fucking shove your thumb at their ass.
Oh, we call it checking the oil.
Yeah, checking the oil.
Yeah.
I call it hitchhiking.
I call it a good time. Yeah. We call it an anniversary dinner.
But here's the thing, like a lot of kids, I feel bad for
call it a Delaware communion.
I call it two thumbs up. I call it a good movie. All right. Then.
I call it thumbing a dead horse.
I really tried to fix that one on the fly, didn't I?
You gave it all. Shit.
Listen. No, but it's interesting to me, though, because a lot of kids go through that and because they weren't taught about sex. They didn't know anything about nobody filled them in on anything.
Right. And it's not my parents' fault.
No, it's not. It just wasn't what they did. Yeah. You didn't talk to your kids about that shit. Now I'm so glad that I get to talk to my kid about sex and tell him, you know, and whatever the fuck he wants to do. But, you know, your privates are your privates. And, you know, you shouldn't. I don't think a kid. We weren't taught not to do things sexually. Just didn't talk about it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, my mother would find out I did something and be shocked. It's like, you dummy. The fuck? My mother had my sister when she was 15. She had me when she was 18.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and back then.
That was fucking scarlet letter.
Well, she was Catholic, big, and they had to go. She had to go away.
Was she married?
No.
No.
Oh, she did get married. She got married after the first one. He went to Vietnam, though, so he was gone.
Right.
No, the war?
Crazy just to...
No, he just went there for
timeshare.
Yeah, he was a photographer. He wanted to take some photos. Yeah, he went there for the war. You fucking jackass.
They caught kids fucking around in elementary school, my hometown, which is like from fifth grade or fourth grade down.
Yeah, it's fucking scary.
Crazy,
yeah, what
right?
happened? Were they like shamed and stuff?
No. I think they were. I don't think anything bad happened from them. I just think they just got in trouble at the school. I don't think it was like they were like, you know, people weren't.
Well, I think that they do
drugs down in elementary school.
The one guy that I like, he and I had a thing from like 11, 12 until like 24, like secretly, but it was only sexual.
Yeah, that's.
And like immediately after, it was like, get off of me, faggot. And it was like, I secretly was
to
into
you?
Him. Yeah, yeah. Like the first time we fooled around, he went, we were on a trip in Florida.
Who are you banging, Rich Voss? Why? Get off me, faggot.
And,
you was just too much teeth. Get off me, you fucking faggot. I gotta go golfing.
So it was like broke back then.
Yeah, like, it really was like suburban broke back. And like, dude, the first time we were on a trip in Florida and he went and told everyone in the back of the bus that I was like gay and everything. And it fucking sucked. And then I was like so into him that like in college, he got involved in like Ponzi schemes, you know, like those like if you buy these energy drinks and you sell them da, da, da. And I went to so many meetings at Courtyard Marriott's to like learn about it so I could call him and be like, so I went to the meet, just have like something to talk about.
Boy, that's sad.
It was
our sales this month are gonna be great.
Fucking gay. What?
I said our sales this month are gonna be great. Here's the phone chatted up.
Yeah, yeah.
That
like,
is
I
sad,
really
man.
Love those energy drinks. Yeah, well, what can you do?
Well, it's sad that you can't, you know, it's sad. At least. To me, it's sadder for him because he's...
Oh, dude, he's married now. Yeah. He's like he just got rebaptized.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, boy.
I'm so fortunate that I can talk about it and be okay with it.
Free with it.
And when I
and
like...
still sucked it.
Was open and still live my life, bitch.
Yeah.
when I talked about it for the first... Like, it was... I had a mental breakdown because I never thought that I could be open and
be
honest
you.
About it.
Yeah.
And when I did, my brain broke. And it feels so good. I feel great. I got nothing to be.
Have you ever hooked up with a girl that got like that? You told her that, and she got like mad or something?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
Like black chicks.
Yeah, I would say that pissed some people. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's
but
crazy.
It's
all
right.
No, I'm just saying like, this is stupid for them. I just imagine you have to deal with those problems.
Women, like every once in a while, I'll fool around with a dude.
I heard. I stayed with some gay dudes one time. That's how one of them. He's like, I love fucking chicks, but sometimes I just grab a dude's ass. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I don't know. You know, why that would ever bother anybody?
Because it's a latent, I don't know if it's homophobia or germophobia, but there is this subconscious thing where people think that the disease aspect of like, if you're bi, you'll like pass disease between the two.
Oh.
Okay.
And especially trans women, they have like a reputation as being like the most diseased, even though that's like not true. Mm. So that weirds people out.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't understand why if someone wants to have sex with somebody...
Mm-hmm.
It's just a hole.
Yeah, as long as you're safe.
Yeah, if you're safe and you're having sex,
and
who
you're
cares?
Consenting, it's totally fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because
it doesn't define you.
I'm going to have to go through that at some point when I realize what my son is into.
Right.
I have no idea yet. I mean, but you know, I remember.
Probably women. He seems normal.
I mean, he doesn't seem inherently evil.
Yeah, we're hoping. Yeah. All the trucks I just bought him. I literally bought sand.
He's more interested in the truck stops than the trucks.
What if that made kids gay? Just buying them trucks made them want to blow guys at truck stops.
And we're going to stop here? I guess we'll stop again.
Yeah, just go in the back and his sand pile is just little truck stops with two men sucking each other off in bushes.
G.I. Joe is 69.
Well, Max likes, like we were over at Mike Calter's house and he went in and his daughter is the same age and he grabbed, she had a Barbie doll and he goes, I want a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even faze me.
Yeah, I play with Barbies.
Yeah, like, no, I don't.
Do you play with Barbies?
I don't think so.
The old straight Joe.
But that's
I'm not just being honest. I mean, I'm pro Barbie. I'm pro gay. I mean, I'm gay, but I didn't play with Barbie.
Prove it on Rocky.
My nephew, I think it's my cousin actually. I remember as a kid, they thought he was gonna be, they thought it was gonna be a girl, so they went mm-hmm. and bought him a bunch of girls' toys, mm-hmm. and they'd already bought all of them. He wound up being a boy when he was born, and they just like gave him all the girls' toys. And like he's gay now, and I don't know if that like had something to do with that. Like
I
think you're born gay. Like at the but, like it's like it is weird. Like that just like happened. Like because he naturally bonded with women later, better in life. So
I know this is a dumb question. I understand this is dumb, really? But I wonder if they did any tests on that where they just had a. Where they just gave a kid a bunch of girl stuff from, you know, being a baby.
That's all he had.
Just girl stuff. If that had any influence on him. If that would have influence on, does
and they made
know?
Him watch like a bunch of gay porn, like Clockwork Orange, like a child.
Oh, gay porn,
Clockwork Orange.
There it is.
Do you ever accidentally click on a video?
Like, never accidentally.
Clockwork just, Orange. You're glad it's not vagina.
I type in old steam room suck off, and I'm never accidentally.
Have you ever seen the Bang Bus where they get these dudes on a bus and then they have the girl and the girl like pulls out her titties and kind of jacks them off and then she goes, "If you want to fuck me, you got to fuck this dude." And then like they fuck the dude. So I watched the whole video waiting for the girl to come in and then it just ends. He comes and dude's back and it just ends and there was like no girl.
That's hilarious. Will you send me the link?
I love we're all now? Just sitting there. He thought we were all going to chuckle with him. We're like, yeah. What are you talking about, dude? You're fucking any common sense would say that she's not coming back.
I thought she was like going to like
unless he's taking,
I've never even watched it
unless he's using our new sponsor fucking
Blue Chew.
That'd be a great ad.
That's fucking funny.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm so glad though. It makes me it kills me that kids feel a certain way and have to live in that horror.
Yeah.
Their whole child. I mean, to burn your clothes or to feel shame and feel fucked up just because of something, some desire in you that you did.
Yeah.
And now you know. And now you're who you are. Who the fuck? You know who says who anybody is? I mean, if you want to fucking bang guys or. And it's funny, too, because I bet you get shit for ratios. Like, oh, you have sex with women. You once in a while, you want to have sex with a guy. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. You ever get shit from gay guys? Like,
that's who I've gotten the most, like, pushback from. Is because
well, that's what you want the most pushback from.
I've gotten the most fucked in the ass from.
Oh, that was my next question, yeah.
That was a good one, right there.
Yeah. Gay guys can really suck.
Hopefully.
A lot of, in the gay community, a lot of them were like, no, you're just gay. You just be gay. Admit that you're gay.
What do they call that? I'm bisexual, but is there something else?
I get confused because apparently, like, gender is not real. It's like a construct, but sexuality is real. I'm like, no, I think gender is, like, pretty basic. You're either this or that, or you feel you're this or that.
Yeah.
But, like, sexuality, I think, is way fluid.
Well, yeah, it's like some guys, I mean, that's where the right loses me, where it's just, it gets into fucking Christianity and,
right.
You know, it's like, you're either a guy or a girl and you have sex with a, you know, it's like,
well, shut but them. We're like living we'll in confusing give- times where like trans women are hotter now more than they've ever been.
Yeah.
So like you show like, I'm a red-blooded straight man, you show them like Bailey J, and they're like, she is hot. You're like, they got a dick, and they're like, my world's crashing. What am I? It's like, you're just a dude.
Yeah.
Likes sex.
Oh, you're not even a dude. You're a human.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a human being. We're all just humans.
Mm-hmm.
We divided each other up just so, okay, this, what is that? Oh, that's a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, what is that? It's a penis. Well, what do you call the one with the penis? A guy. What do you call the one with a girl? Just to know what it was. But we're all human beings. I mean, if you even look at sex is weird. I mean, look, I had that in my act where it was like, you know, a vagina, a penis is to make a life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's supposed to go into a fucking vagina. You're supposed to shoot your load, take it out, and hope a child comes out. Mm. And her breasts are to feed the child. I mean, that's just biblically and scientifically, that's what it was made for.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, we learned how to fun with these things.
Right.
Not to have a child, you know. I mean, licking a vagina, I don't know if you were supposed to lick a vagina.
No.
I don't think you were supposed to go down and lick
I was,
it.
I was
what about
born
licking
to
it?
Lick.
Licking it after you already came in it.
What?
You lick it after you come in it, right?
You know, I think
the suck the life back into you.
Find out what other. I think moose are the only other animal that eat pussy.
What?
Moose.
Yeah, moose eat pussy.
Moose pussy. Ugh.
They do. Yeah. I don't. I just. You know. I mean, sucking a dick is a weird thing. Why would you put somebody's cock in your mouth?
It's
and
delicious.
Suck it
for fun. Yeah, yeah, for fun.
And then swallow the
because you're at a sleepover.
Swallow the cum. Why would you swallow cum?
I don't know. Cum is gross. I don't like cum.
Love that headline.
What, swallow what? Cum?
No, bears join the list of animals who perform oral sex.
There you go. Yeah, let's go. There's a list. There's a list of animals that eat.
Mike's a bear that eats cum.
I learned what an otter was.
Ah, you're Mexican.
This has
Hola.
Oh, ching tong, I'm Mexican.
Damn, we're getting him confused now.
All right, let's not all look at Mike trying to find it.
The male brown
read.
Bear, Ari.
We can't read on the show. It's
let Mike get
stanza.
It. It takes him a minute. To get it. He's going to get it, and then we'll be in it. There we go. You got it?
Bonobos, female cheetahs and lions, and Chinese fruit bats have all been observed performing oral sex.
Chinese fruit bats.
Is it for pleasure, then?
Oh, yeah, but, your dad's like a
pleasure. No, it's for
gay
business.
Gay character Joe made up.
No, I'm saying, like, do they know that, like, does, like, a cheetah know that it's, like, that it's helping the other person? Or is it, like, kind of like...
The person
and
the
well, cheetahs, high five afterwards. So, yeah.
I'm in there with a bunch of fucking scholars.
Even cheetahs that are married do it.
No,
to
we're
other
not
cheetahs.
Fucking scholars. We're just not dumb.
We're talking about cheetahs.
Yeah, but you call the cheetah a
there
person.
It is. Luckily, it wasn't there.
Listen,
there
not it whatever. It's not a person.
It's just a fucking animal. It's a
listen,
mammal. Okay.
Listen,
how fast
dumb,
can a cheetah run?
I'm as dumb as you. 72 miles an hour.
That was a question.
Fuck off.
In that game.
Listen, here's the deal. What? I just answered the question. Yeah, there's a difference. I'm as dumb
70?
As you. I'm just trying to help
what?
You.
What?
70 miles
what's
an hour.
What's a bonobo?
60.
Bonobo?
It's like 30.
About
I just said
eight.
Whatever he would
cheetahs
think.
Cheetahs can't run 70 miles an hour.
No,
how
yeah,
fast can a cheetah
God,
run?
Swear to God.
Look it up.
Right.
For sprints.
Look it up. I will suck your dick that fast.
Yes.
What is Zach doing?
If it is more or less than 70, I will also suck your dick.
Guys,
if
hang
it
on,
is
hang on.
Any
hang on.
Number at all.
I will. Getting audio. Their cameras are on.
All right, the camera. What's happening? Stop for 1 second, guys.
Your camera failed. We gotta fix it.
Oh, just the camera.
It's failed?
No, like it froze.
It froze.
Your camera Whoa. Froze. The rest of the cameras are working.
Did I touch something?
65 miles to 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, 65, 70 miles an hour. Yeah.
Cheetah running 100. Oh, 2 kilometers. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck off. There you go. Say sorry.
No, I was surprised. That's a surprise.
Well, yeah, but you talked to me like I was an idiot.
No,
when
that's
I
not
answered
true.
The question.
That's not true.
He, Joe and I
that's
were both,
true. And by the way,
disbelief.
You weren't even confident about it. You fucking started backpedaling.
You lied about it.
I said
72, and then I said around 60.
It
and
was
then
a
you
question
said that you were just making shit up.
No.
And then when I was like, they don't run 70, you're like, I just said
no,
whatever.
I did not. I said,
you
look it up.
Do.
Mike,
pull
give
it back to the tape.
Pull
back go back to the tape.
Hang on a second.
Said,
pull
it up.
Let's bet a dick suck.
Hang on a second.
Stop trying to suck your dick for fun.
He's trying to live. Stop trying to relive your fucking childhood. Listen, as soon as you said that, I said, Mike, look it up.
Yes,
that's a fact.
Yes, but
I said, Mike, look it up.
But before that, you did a thing. You saw it.
Yeah.
You saw it.
No, but
I was like, no, they don't run 70.
And
you're and like,
I said 60.
You know what? I just said whatever.
I said 60. It might be 60, but I knew it was up there. And you said bullshit. And I said, Mike, look it up.
I didn't say bullshit. I was, first of all, I wasn't.
I was
arguing.
In disbelief.
I was,
okay,
I was
stop
disbelief.
Right
disbelief.
Now. Stop right now. Watch this. Everybody listening, you have the option to go back. Go back and listen to what listen
to
what
Bobby
said.
Go. I didn't even know I was just saying.
No,
but I was
that's
expressing
not what I said.
Disbelief. I wasn't arguing with
you. I was saying that I might be 60 or 70, not 72. And then when you said bullshit, I said, Mike, look it up. It's
go back and listen, and then call in and tell us 917-20.
Is this live?
Call.
I was going to give you phone.
I know you were. That would be the last time you ever saw me.
I know. I would never do
that. I saw a Down syndrome cheating.
I know. I would never do that.
Listen, here's the deal.
Yes.
I want you to tweet Joe if he's wrong. Tweet me if I'm wrong. Go back. Listen to it.
But I wasn't.
Just go back. That's it. It's going to be done next week.
Right.
When this comes out,
but
you'll know. But not
I wasn't arguing. I was expressing disbelief of what?
Yes. 70. It was disbelief
70.
Of 70.
I bet you.
And I thought you took a stab in the dark at it.
I did not.
I did not.
I did not take a stab. I knew it was between 60 and 72.
You took a stab in the dark like Ian in fifth grade.
I bet you.
Took a field trip stab in the dark.
I bet you are right. Speaking of bets.
How'd you know he was
speaking
black?
Speaking of bets. Apparently, fucking Ian doesn't hear me.
Can I tell you something about bets?
Can I please say this?
Yeah, but it's a good lead-in.
Okay, go ahead.
I just won. I made my first sports bet of my life and won.
Whoa!
So exciting.
On the Pats or the Red Sox?
No, LSU Tigers over the Georgia Bulldogs.
Blew up.
I won money.
Blew up.
Woo.
Romano lost by
running
one.
Running Tigers.
Blew up. How's it going? Blew up.
What?
Blew up.
The War Eagle.
Rolling Thunder.
Rolling up.
War Eagle.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Blew up.
I've said it before. What's the fuck's blew up?
It's been
like a
cycle
blue cheese?
Dolphin. What is
it? No, it's, bro, look. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby.
All right, football season is here. We all know that because the Pats kicked ass.
What a game.
Oh, what a game.
They squeaked one out by three, but whatever.
And, love my Pats.
And Brady ran in for that. And the guy missed a tackle. And
he let go of him.
And he let go of him.
Sack.
Why? Thought he threw the ball.
What
and
a sack.
The Red Sox, oh, God, they won. 1-1.
Yeah.
Going back to the fucking. What are you?
Oh, 1-1.
Wow.
That was Ian that time.
That was Ian. So football season is well underway. And let me ask you something. Is anybody doing a bet? Are you winning your office pool? Are you winning your stuff?
Fantasy. Dominating fantasy. Except for Cooper Kupp's fucking concussion. We should have fucking win out of the game.
All right. Well, here's the deal.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you right now. Can you stop swearing? During my read? I mean, I don't have any pep talk. I have to give you. You're a good Southern boy. Just.
Yes, sir.
Listen, here's the deal. How would you like to double your money?
That sounds great, Bobby. Yeah. Can you tell me how?
I'll tell you. It's guaranteed, too.
No way.
Our friends at BetDSI are making that possible this football season when you register using promo code YKWD100.
YKWD100?
That's it. That helps you to get started with some extra bang for your buck. At BetDSI, they're offering double your money on your first deposit. That's right. Deposit, start winning, get up to $2,500 free. Free.
It's your money, Tom, but then it's like times two.
That's double your money right from the get-go. Promo code YKWD100. When it comes to football, BetDSI has odds on everything you ever imagined, whether it's NFL, NCAA, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all the other global sports, even politics and celebrities.
It's awesome.
Reality shows. If it's happening, BetDSI will put a line on it. BetDSI has been online for over 20 years, my friend, and has built an impeccable reputation for service and fast payments combined with excellent mobile interface so you can play, win, get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win, right?
I'm ready, man. I'm so ready.
I've actually won off these guys already.
How much?
I can't tell you.
Like a lot, though, right?
No. No, I didn't bet a lot. I'm going to be honest. Join BetDSI.com today using promo code YKWD100. Come on. Right now. You got the Red Sox.
Yeah.
They're in it to win it. Ugh. Shut up. You got the Pats playing on fire.
With the second best quarterback ever.
BetDSI.com using promo code YKWD100, and you already won by doubling your bankroll straight away. That's promo code YKWD100 to get into the action, get paid. Don't stand on the sidelines this season. Mm-mm. Be in it to win it. Enjoy the games that much more when you play BetDSI.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Laughable.com for being a sponsor of the show, for being one of the only apps out there for podcasting and comedians. They're behind comics more than anybody I've ever seen. They are just total comedy. They're doing a comedy show at the Pussycat very soon, so look out for tickets for that. Laughable.com. You love podcasting. You love comedy. Get the app today.
Woo! Got to
today.
Get it.
It's great.
got
set
to get
it and forget
tough.
It.
Yeah, you got to get it. I want to thank all the people that have joined my Patreon too. Listen, if you're, I'm gonna tell you again, just go patreon.com/Robert Kelly, become a member. I got so much shit up there right now. I got so much stuff. I'm gonna be putting a one-on-one I did with Mike Calter up there on the ship. I got a bunch of stuff. We're going to be shooting some more stuff that, like I did with Paul Verzi. So please, my Live from the Shed, I got Rich Voss's episode coming up next month. I got David Bryan's episode, the keyboard player from Bon Jovi. Gabby's dad is going up the month after that. I've got Liza Colbe coming on. I got such a Live from the Shed, we're going to be moving it to Live from the Pussycat.
I'll be on there in December.
On what? On Live from the Shed?
I just made that up.
I would love to have you on there.
Oh, that'd be great.
No, I mean, if you get more famous and popular, I would definitely love for that to happen. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly right now.
Too.
What do we get up there? What do we get up there? Let's show me what we got up there for stuff. Go scroll down. You get the YKWD first before anybody else. You get the audio version of this show up there for you guys. You get saved the date. These are all, you can unlock these right now. Become a member. It's a cup of coffee a month. That's it. One cafe latte a month, and you're supporting your boy, Robert Kelly. If you're a fan of me, you need to go there right now. Put whatever you're doing down and become a member. Support the page for a cup of coffee a month so I can keep doing more stuff, and this thing can get bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's great.
Thanks so much. Yeah. My Patreon, I want to blow it up this year. I started filming shit. I want to film some more stuff. Me and Joe are actually going to work on something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Me and Joe got a great idea that we've had for a while.
Yeah, but we've got to really step on it now. Got to do it. We don't have much time left. You saw the IPCC report.
Oh, that's right.
2040, dog. You got a son.
I thought it was 2020.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
2040. Climate change, dog.
Yeah, we're
going down.
What are you talking about? Explain.
6,000 scientists from around the world
said what?
Say we have about 12 years to make significant change, or we're going to see some horrible, horrible shit by 2040. Already happening. I mean, Hurricane Michael, Spain is about to get their first hurricane they've ever gotten. They never got hurricanes before. Yeah. Crippling hurricane last year through Houston, Puerto Rico,
is it
Panhandle,
too late to make
Carolina.
A difference?
Yes.
They're saying possibly. I mean, we got to hope at this point for this carbon capture.
Okay, so 40 years, Max will be what?
No, 22 years, 2040.
Right, so he's going to be what?
I 22, know. He'll be what, 26?
20, that's good.
How old is he for?
That's fine. He'll live through
it's a good life.
Yeah, it's a good life.
Yeah, it's a quarter of a century.
26?
Yeah, 26 is perfect. Actually.
100 years ago, that
I
was
wish
like,
I died at 26.
That
would have been great.
You got kids, bro. You better start taking
this
serious.
Yeah, but I'm going to be gone by then. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah. No, you got
all
8 years.
Relax. All fucking, I mean, you don't agree with me so fast.
Nah.
You'll be gone before me. You'll bang without a condom.
Nah, dude. You can live with AIDS.
You can live with AIDS.
You can live with AIDS.
It helps.
Yeah. Prep.
It's healthy.
Be prepared.
I hate that you can't even do an AIDS joke anymore without people going, no, you can live with it. It's
good.
Yeah. AIDS is fucking
AIDS
goddamn
is nice.
Polio now.
Smoking is going to kill me.
Dude, you got to read this report. It's something else.
I'm not going to read a report. Tell me about it.
Well, yeah, I told you about it. We got 22 years.
What are we going to do? Tell me what I need to do.
What you need to do is you got to become a single issue voter. You got to vote. There's one party that does not believe in the science because the Koch brothers are funding them. Big gas and oil is funding them. That's the only reason not to believe in it. It's the science. It's NASA. It's Stephen Hawking. It's scientists from all over the world.
I don't believe
unanimous.
The guy in the chair.
We're watching it.
All right. I don't even think he's a genius.
Now.
I don't think he's a genius. I don't think
the big chair in the sky.
Yeah. I mean, how do we really know that was him?
Yeah,
what did he do?
That could have been
the vote, bro.
That could have been Jimmy Carr just typing
kill
shit in.
Kill Whitey. Remember that?
He couldn't move his fucking arms.
All right, nobody's listening to anybody. I was just trying to get a good one in. I'm trying to get one in. You're screaming over mine. I screamed over yours. Joe's trying to be save the world.
I'm trying.
Joe's fucking Jane Fonda.
I don't even have a kid. You got a kid.
Yeah, but you will have a kid by then.
I will not have a kid. Stop trying to push this kid.
Yeah, don't have a kid.
I'm not having a kid. You can read the report, dog.
First of all, hang on 1 second.
Why can he call you dog, first off? That's what I want to know. I called you dog one time. You lost your shit. He's called you dog 17 times.
Yeah, because he's doing it sarcastically. You did it like you're dropping a fucking rap album.
Yes.
Okay, that's why. You do it for real, and he's literally joking, making fun of people like you. That's why he can
don't
do it.
Point that out. He didn't realize that. It's from Alabama.
Listen, does that make sense?
I don't like you.
Listen.
Yeah.
I want to, why would you tell somebody,
yes,
honest to God, why would you tell somebody not, yes, to have a kid? That is such a,
because of the IPCC.
Hang on one second. That's such a ridiculous thing to say to somebody. Having a kid,
IPCC.
Having,
yeah,
a kid,
having
a kid is one of the greatest things I've ever done. It made me a better person.
Ever done.
Having a child.
I know.
So why would you tell my friend who's married
and
to
sad
not have a kid? Now, I just want to know why. I'm saying it like you're from, wrong. Maybe you changed my mind. Go ahead.
From my perspective and my point of view,
yep,
for me,
yep,
personally,
yep,
keep in mind he's gay.
Keep in mind you can't have kids from ass.
We all know that gay people are pedophiles.
Wow.
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 That's too far.
That is too far.
Too far.
Even on this show.
We're joking. Everyone's joking.
Yeah. I have a racist towel, Bobby? Come on.
Yeah, it's just a white sheet.
Wow. That was wild.
For me,
the redneck is like, what the fuck was that? Yeah.
Better watch your step, buddy.
Calm down.
They're just queers. They don't like kids.
Yeah. For me personally, I don't want to bring anyone into the world that I could not fully take care of. And at this point in my life, I know that I couldn't take care of the person, and
that's
maybe
fine.
It would jumpstart me into working harder. Like,
but that's fine. But Joe, okay, yes, it absolutely does.
Also, I think there are too many people on the planet. There are way too many people.
It's too many people because
it's
people
too
would
many
have
fucking crowded. People want to have multiple kids. Multiple kids. If you want to have
that's
a kid,
fine.
Have one kid. Treat it like China, just one.
Okay, but here's the deal: you shouldn't tell somebody don't have a kid. Like having a kid is a terrible thing. It's not having
just,
a kid.
I just went to a wedding in Delaware,
okay,
and everyone came out to me and they were like, "Look, man, I gotta be honest. I love my kid, but you're smart.
No, they're stupid
really
people.
Smart.
They're dumb people. They don't believe that. They're just saying that because it's the goofy thing to say. Trust me, I've said the same thing, and I don't mean it one second. Having a kid is the only way you're going to change the fucking world, by the way. Because if you had a kid, and you had a kid, and you had a kid, and with who I know you guys are,
mm-hmm,
those kids would grow up to be great fucking people. And those kids would have great values and common sense and do the right thing for the planet and other people and other human beings. So that's how you change the fucking world. So don't tell people not to have a kid. You should tell people to, like Joe, to have a kid. Mike, not a kid.
Yeah.
But Joe, no, I'm kidding. Mike should, yeah, have a kid.
His kid will be sneaking across the border.
No, I'm saying you should tell people
he
to have kids.
He already lives here.
You shouldn't. Yeah, I know, he's a fucking total citizen. But you shouldn't tell people not to have a kid just because it's bad.
I think things are just too crowded, and it's getting worse.
It's not crowded to have one kid or two kids. We don't have eight kids anymore, first of all. Nobody does that. People have kids way later now because career and self-importance is so...
But if the world's going to end in 2040...
But it doesn't matter.
Unless we do something about it. Rock the vote,
and
baby.
Having kids, my kid's going to be 20-something at that age to vote. He's going to have a smart brain. He's going to teach. He's going to treat women with respect. He's going to teach other men with respect. He's going to be a person of change. He's not going to have racism. All that shit's given to you, dude.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit is given to you. It's not. It's taught. It's not.
Right.
It's not something you have in you.
Right.
But we got to do it first, or he's not going to have a chance.
What?
We have to do it first, or he's not going to have a chance.
He's going to have a chance. He's going to have a
chance. Read the report, bro. Better start taking this serious.
Dude, look, I understand what you're saying, and you're right, but believe me, what you think billionaires and millionaires, those people don't want to be around in 20 years?
They don't care. They're old. Like Donald Trump.
Most millionaires.
He's going to be gone in 10 years.
Most millionaires aren't old. What's the statistic? What's the age on most millionaires?
They are, and they don't have to worry because they're going to be rich.
Sorry.
54.
I just I keep touching Zach's fucking cameras, and I can feel his fucking Pakistani anger.
I'm going to say 54.
Kids?
58?
59?
I wasn't bad. I wasn't
what is it, 58?
I was 4.
Yeah, they still have, what, 20, 30, maybe 25 years left?
Depending on how they're
Yeah, you're right. It's over. Yeah.
They're in trouble. And a lot of them are getting rich. From the things that's causing the problem.
Yeah, like Walmarts, man.
Big oil, gas, coal.
Yeah, fucking gas. What blows me away is how much fucking fish we take out of the ocean every day.
There's that, too.
I mean,
overpopulation, overfishing.
Yeah, what are we going to do about overpopulation? You can't not have a kid.
Well, the Earth's going to take care of it.
Well, China does that, right? They kill it, don't they?
No, don't they don't.
Like, throw it? Or, like, if you have an extra kid.
They throw it? Are they Spartans?
No, like, they're like...
There's
like,
a hill with dead babies on it?
No, it's just a fine.
It's like Spartacus. Just grab the fucking orphans and throw them off.
I mean, they have that drawer where you can just drop off your baby
girl. Yeah, you do that, right? That's a true thing, yeah.
Not anymore.
Well, they did for a while. I don't know if they still do that.
Yeah. I think you give your kid 5 years, you don't love him. If you don't really love him, you kill him.
Yeah, I agree with that. Amen. It's a late-term abortion. Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide. Eagle cry.
See, yeah, no.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Don't say eagle. That's not the same thing. Roll Tide.
It's War Eagle. You can do either. They mix and match. Either one you want, whatever one you want to choose. Roll Tide, War Eagle means the exact same thing.
Angry Hawk. I don't know. I think having a kid is the greatest thing I've ever done.
But also,
and it redeems me.
I don't know. That hour at the Underground is pretty killer.
You should see my new hour.
I've seen it.
The new one?
Yeah.
Not the new one.
I've seen it live. And
live.
You dip in the cheese and the crust.
Coming to you live.
Live. I don't think we have anything to worry about, Joe.
Why do you say that?
I'll tell you why.
That's irresponsible of you to say. Because people are listening going, right, Bob's right.
First of all, my listeners aren't listening to me. People
deny
I tell them to go to Patreon every week. None of them do.
But you believe,
think they're going to, hey, don't use straws, fuckheads.
But people believe all the other science. They believe the same scientists that go, here's what time the sun is going to set. Yep. And here's what time the high tide is going to be.
Yes.
And there's a big hurricane off the coast. It's going to rain tomorrow. And this is how an iPhone works, and here's how a car works. Yeah. It's all the same scientists. They just choose not to believe this one science.
Yeah.
Why?
Is backed by gas and oil companies. Yeah.
Because there's money to be made off of it.
There's money to be made off of it. So they don't want you to get it up.
So then what can you do to change it aside from rocking the vote?
You can vote. You can vote with your dollar also. But the main thing is it has to come from the government, because they have to put giant taxes on pollution and carbon, burning carbon and all that horse shit.
And the Democrats are the only ones that want to do that.
Yeah, the right refuses to acknowledge it. Because of money. Because of greed. And what's amazing is it didn't always that way. Nixon was a Republican. He was the first guy to pass environmental laws. It was started with Reagan, who wanted to stimulate the economy, and then they started getting backed by these Koch brothers and Mobil and Exxon and stuff like that. It's quite clear. This isn't some conspiracy theory. It's out there.
I understand.
And why are you wearing a tinfoil hat right now? Take that hat off.
I'm drinking my Poland Spring water bottle. That's what I'm doing. But yeah, you can fucking recycle and shit. But yeah, it starts from... But we can do what we can by voting with our dollar. And
now,
fucking,
are you ready, in 20 years, are you ready to go live in the woods? Are you ready to go?
No, that's what I got to talk to you about. We got a bushcraft party, boys, because we're going to have a global collapse possibly.
I am slowly but surely getting ready to survive in the fucking woods.
I'm just going to kill myself. That's
no,
why I'm not going to
kill you. No, you come with me.
All right.
You're going to be my little fuck boy.
I'll suck your dick.
Looking forward to the future.
I'm going to give you a nice little suck boy lean-to.
Have you ever thought about how awesome it's going to be, though? Because, like, if shit goes wrong, I'm going to Alabama. Nah, we're going to the woods. It's going to be dope, man. Just be out there. Got a nice little... I'm going to keep my trailer, put it back a little bit. Got some guns, fucking fish.
There's not going to be water, and the trees are going to be dead.
I don't need water, bro. No,
I'm
going
to go to Delaware. I'm going to kill my mom.
That's the problem.
Put her... No, save her.
What?
I'm going to kill my mom. Save her so she doesn't suffer. And put one in my head.
No.
You rocking the vote, Mike?
Yeah.
Midterms, bro. I got an absentee ballot. I already voted.
Yeah, but that change takes so long. We're already fucked. We should have been rocking the vote 10 years ago.
Well, we did rock the vote, but we have the fucking, what do you call it? Elliptical justice. What do you call the thing with the votes? Electoral college.
Oh, the electoral
Gore
college.
Beat Bush. We would have been out
right,
in front.
Right, right.
And then fucking Clinton beat Trump, but we got this goddamn electoral college.
Really think,
which is
and Bernie beat
you,
Clinton.
Stop. Do you really, exactly. Do you really think Clinton would have fucking done anything?
She would have done more. She acknowledges
it
at least.
She wouldn't have done shit.
The Senate and Congress.
She wouldn't have done shit.
For the environment?
She's a fucking criminal. Just like Trump.
Look, and I'm not a Clinton fan.
Yeah.
But
she's not
better.
Hers
are more pharmaceutical than environmental, though. So she would have fucked us a different way.
Is it the?
I mean, Gore is probably the most into the environment, or would have done something.
Right. We haven't heard from him at all.
No, he's so into it. He's still into it. He didn't just quit.
He's making another movie. Didn't he make one about Trump?
He makes his money.
That was Michael Moore.
The environment.
No, he's making more.
He made a documentary about surfing.
Okay.
Yeah, he's into surfing now.
Who?
Gore.
Oh, fun.
Surfing.
I swear to God, he made one where
big
he was
waves.
Talking about all the
big
shit.
Big wave surfing.
He was talking about all the shit that got done, and then he was like, it's all fucked up because of Trump now.
I swear, you got a new one coming out. See, I was waiting for it.
I don't even know. Let me just tell you something. I don't claim to be smart. I don't fucking know any of this shit, but this fucking CNN, Fox, every single hunk of shit news that I read, it just seems like I don't know who's lying, who's telling the truth.
And I think that's what they want.
Ratings. They want ratings.
Yeah, but it's where do you get your information from? I mean, where is there a fucking biased place to get your information
from? Al Jazeera.
Well, you just look at it the way it is. It's like, who's in charge right now? Who's passing the laws saying they can do the horrible things to the environment? The Republicans are in charge right now. They're the ones passing those laws. Yeah. So it's not even about the news telling you what's what. It's just the voting
record.
They're
about the economy, and the economy matters too. I'm telling you, money and our the United States of America making money, people having jobs.
People don't give a fuck about the environment. They just want to work and feed their family. That's all
because
they
because they can only see what's in front of you that day or that week because your life is fucking tragic.
It's being short-sighted. That's how you become China or Mexico.
It's being in your reality. Most people's reality isn't about. Most people don't want to be famous. Most people don't want to have $1 million. They just want to work and feed their kids and have a weekend and watch a little TV.
Right, but it's the people who are getting like Hummers instead of a Toyota Corolla or something of that nature.
Yeah,
they can get an economy car. They
my
don't
friend
have to.
Mike
have
Calta has a Hummer. You talking about my friend?
He shouldn't have that car. There's no reason for him to fucking have that car.
I'm gonna call him right now. Tell him you said that.
It's silly.
He has it because it's excessive.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Because he's got a small dick.
And he knows it's excessive.
He's got a small dick. And
his balls are little, too.
He's probably got a big dick.
Also, I think that's why you shouldn't have kids, because then you make decisions based on your kids.
Mike?
Yes?
We're on my pod. You're on the YKWD Live. We're talking with Ian Finance. We got Rocky Dale Davis.
Hello.
We got a guy named Joe Mist.
No, it's Joe List. He knows me.
I know. I was giving you a fucking cover.
So hey, Mike.
It's Joe List, and we're talking about the environment, and Mushy Mike brought you up. And
I brought you up.
Words
he said that
say.
Anybody with a Hummer should not be able to drive that car because you're fucked.
And they
you.
Have a little dick.
I said having a Hummer is excessive, is what I said.
Mm, yeah.
That's cool. I'll park it in your vagina. How's that?
All right.
That's it.
What do you got? You're not
kind of my point. So.
He has no car. He has a train and a Metro card.
I had a Toyota Corolla before I moved here.
I have four cars and no car payment. So until you approach that, let's not judge.
But wait, no, what was saying, Michael? And I don't before I don't that the
in no, fuck the environment. I don't care if I would get Baby Seal.
All right,
covers if I could.
I got a Chevy Spark.
I'm sorry. What did you say about Baby Seals?
I can't hear that guy. I'm not ignoring him. I just can't hear him.
What did you say about Baby Seals?
I said I'd get Baby Seal seat covers if they were comfortable enough. I'm not worried about it. Life goes on. Things are cyclical. Hummers are comfortable. I'm a big fat guy. I need a big comfortable car. What do you want from me?
Well, they're saying Joe List said that what is it?
Not Joe List.
What did you
say? Scientists. NASA said this. The people that sent us to the moon said this.
Said what?
And Florida is fucked. He lives in Florida, for God's sakes.
What'd they say?
They said that in 2040, we could be completely unlivable if we don't change our system. It's already happening. Hurricane Michael came out of nowhere, devastated. Hurricanes more and more often, more vicious. Every year, Florida's going to be underwater. Miami, look at it. Look this stuff up. It's the only science people deny.
Why is it always the guys in New York worried about Miami and the people in Miami are like, fuck it, we're fine?
Because they're idiots.
They're morons.
They're fucking idiots.
Right.
But I like you.
Joe loves you, he says.
I really do.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Joe for caring about the environment.
But you don't give a fuck about it.
No, of course I do. I recycle.
He has a turtle.
I got a blue can and a gray can. I put my cans in the blue can. What the fuck else do you want from me?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to get rid of your Hummer. Mushy Mike said you shouldn't have a Hummer.
And rock the vote, bro.
That's not what I said, but okay.
What did you say, Mike?
I said having a Hummer is excessive.
Well, that's...
For why? Like, what's acceptable for Mike?
It's not about what's acceptable for me. It's acceptable for the environment. It's not about me.
It's not about him. It's what acceptable for the environment.
Okay, so what does he think? Why? Because it uses a lot of gas? Is that the problem?
Mainly, it uses more fossil fuels than any other vehicle you can get right now. For the road. That's all we're talking about. We have to reduce our fossil fuel usage, and that's what people are. Maybe you need it because you're a giant guy. There's a lot of people who drive them in Texas who aren't giant people who just have them.
Don't let them off the hook, Mike. Yeah. You got them.
You got them, Mike. You got them backing
up.
Some
confidence.
Got them on the ropes.
No. I understand what he's saying, but I believe he's just falling into the propaganda. People want to go all numbers, but they really don't have the science to back it up. There's nobody cares about these, these giant jets that are flying around spitting oil all over everything. They only have a problem with things that other groups are mad at.
People are concerned about jets, but jets are a way to get someplace faster. You could get to the same place at the same speed without a Hummer.
With a compact car.
Certainly not in the same comfort, sir.
That's fair. Well, I mean, your comfort is more important than your kid's future. That's fair. That's a choice that you're making, and that's understandable.
Listen, what you don't understand is driving that giant car has cured my road rage over the years. Back in the day when I moved from Staten Island, a guy down here looked at me for 2 seconds, and I want to get out of the car and beat the shit out of him. Now I just drive over shit, I smile, I beat my heavy truck around.
So you're destroying the environment by getting over your own rage. That's nice.
He just convinced me.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? You convinced all of us. We're all getting Hummers.
What about you? You don't like my Hummer? You've been in it.
I tell you, I like your Hummer. I don't like it because I fucking snap an Achilles every time I get out of it. It's 9 feet off the ground. I'm 5'8", Mike. I don't like having to jump out of something.
You know, as one of my best friends, I want to accommodate you. I'm going to get a rope ladder that drops out when you open the door.
They can climb a ladder.
Maybe I wouldn't do a rope ladder. Maybe a step would be a little easier. A rope ladder I'd twist around on in the wind.
I can wait.
All right, listen, I love you, Mike.
I do too.
Joe List likes you too. Mike, Mushy Mike, you like Mike?
I think he's great.
He loves you. So.
I'll be in Tampa next year, Mike.
I'm going to pick him up in the Hummer, me and Mushy Mike. When we talk about this, we're going to become best friends.
I will say this. I've been in a Hummer, and they are amazingly comfortable. Is.
Mike, you really flipped this fucking Mexican.
But they are excessive.
You don't understand. Mine is super lifted because my penis is small, and I've got a built-in iPad in the dash. We're levels above the average Hummer.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, do you really have a small penis?
I mean, in reference to the rest of my body size, it probably looks small. But yeah. If I lost weight, it would be adequate, I believe. Jesus. It's got good girth. My wife says it's like a can of Red Bull.
A can of Red Bull. The thin cans or the
Five-hour energy?
Yeah, Ian said 5-hour energy.
What about 5 minutes of energy?
Hey, let me ask you. Hey, did you mail my watch?
No, I tried to put it on today, too, though, and I almost cut off my circulation. You have tiny girl wrists.
Well, I have regular human being wrists. You have silverback gorilla wrists.
No, I have a charity thing that I'm going to tonight, and my daughter's sick, so it's been great. But I'll mail it tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Oh, and I found that drum kit, too. Mike had a hookup with the
good.
Drum.
Good. Send it. Email it to me, and I'll have it to you by the end of the week.
Fuck it. You know what? You're the best. You're my best friend. This has been the
Me,
best.
Me, you, Joe List, the Bushy Mike. Best friends anybody could ask for.
The best. I'm going to say this, Mike, really. The last 2 weeks have been the best weeks of my one of the best 2 weeks of my life.
We're still on the air.
All right. We had a good time. Our families are bonding. We're kids like
Max and Dawn are calling in.
Our wives bonded. Our wives loved each other, which was the most important thing.
You know what your wife looked like?
Who?
She looks like she'd be the youngest sister of De Niro's wife, Goodfellas.
What?
Go watch it again. You're gonna be like, holy fuck, you're right.
I don't go watch it. There better be a compliment. We could just end this whole thing that we worked so hard to put together.
All right. Oh, what do you only watch it? Departed.
I gotta go. Goodbye. Departed. I'll talk to you. I love you, buddy.
Shut up.
Goodbye.
I think we did. I think we helped. I think we saved.
I don't think you did anything. I think you just converted somebody who was like, you shouldn't
Mike's
have a Hummer.
A down payment on this a guy, fucking Hummer.
Yeah, he's like, as long as he has an iPad and it has a lift.
How much is the lease?
This guy's fucking backed up. What the fuck, Mike?
No, they're still excessive, but they are comfortable. I get
your
it.
Your fucking spine is like your mouth fucking mushy.
And your asshole. Okay, come on.
Oh, birds up! Birds up!
No, roll tide. Roll tide.
Hawk signals.
There's no hawk. That's not the right one.
All right, let's go. You got something to promote here.
Yeah. I have a special on Epics coming out October 26th. It's produced by Wanda Sykes. She's the producer on all of those.
Right.
And it's pretty big, man. It's a cool thing. And,
that's great, dude.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I got that. And I got some road dates coming up. I will be with Dave Attell this weekend out in, or next weekend in Spokane, but I'm headlining the Thursday and Sunday. Comedy Works South.
November 8th through 10th, and I'm doing Columbus, Ohio, December 12th. Columbus
and
Honey
Bone. He is one of our regulars at the Comedy Cell
in
Las Vegas.
At the Comedy Cell in Vegas pretty much every week. I mean, I'm literally there from the 14th of November to December 2nd. I always mix it up. Don't see the same set, so please come out and see that.
Hilarious. And one of my favorite...
Gotta fix my fucking website.
Well, your website's amazing. I love it. It's really great.
That's the story I told. I got drunk and threw up on a girl when I was having sex with her. That was on MTV. Yeah.
Your joke that you told about how you wanted. How was the joke about
the racist grandpa? That I'm not allowed to date black women until he dies.
Yeah, it's so funny. He goes, I really want to date a black girl. I just have to wait for my grandfather to die.
Yeah. Oh, also, anybody in Portland who has a shoe hookup for Adidas or Nike, you can get it in the store. Please let me know because I'm fucking trying to go. So
I don't understand what you just did.
I'm going to the Portland Helium. So I'm on October 24th, and
so
I'm
what
trying.
Does that mean?
So I'm going to the Portland Helium because they have the Adidas and Nike store there, and if you go in the store, you get 50% off everything, like
they
top brand shit.
There.
It's super nice.
Oh,
but
really?
My fucking pothead friend thought I was asking for passes to the regular store. He's like, yeah, I got them, and then now so I'm trying to look. So Portland Helium. I'll get you tickets to the show October 24th. Get me the pass to the employee store.
You're acting like it. Okay. All right. So you need tickets. Whatever.
Do yeah. October 26th.
Watch
Epics.
Here's this. Epics. Watch
Epics.
That.
October 26th
Make
on
sure
Epics. Yep.
Very funny guy. Great
Thanks,
guy.
Man.
What do you got, Ian?
Oh, hi. Next Thursday, I'm going to be doing a long set at the Comedy Star Fat Black Pussycat.
Right.
Y'all should check it out, 7 p.m. Right. I got a bunch of stuff in the city. Just go to my website, ianfinance.com, and Ianimal on Instagram.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks
Always
for
fun.
Having me,
Good
dude.
Good to see you. Haven't
I love
seen
it.
In a while.
Yeah, miss you, man.
Yeah, Joey, what do you got, buddy?
Robert, I love you. I have love for you is what I have.
I
this
love you.
This weekend, I'll be at the Sacramento Punchline, October 25th, 26th, 27th. Everyone says it's a tough market. So if you're nearby, get a ticket. It's a tough market. I'd like to have a few people there, so come out to that. And then St. Louis Funny Bone, which headlined me way before anyone else would headline me. I'll be there November 15, 16, 17. And, of course, you can hear Tuesdays with Stories.
How was the how was last week at the club? At the
I was in Norway.
Oh, really? What were you in Norway? Just vacation?
Wait a minute. DC Draft House?
DC Draft House.
I'm there this weekend. Actual weekend, October 19th and 20th. If you're listening live.
Yeah, listening live. Go see him. And I love that club.
Oh, man. I love it so much.
Oh, the guy who books is a great guy, too.
Sean Joyce?
He's such a good guy.
Really great guy. He kind of created a scene there.
He created the scene, and the scene is actually really great because it's not just one type of comedy. I feel like it's every type of comic. He gets everybody in there.
Yeah, it's a great city too, and I'm going to spend some time letting people know. I might, make a couple signs and let the senators and congressmen know what's up.
Yeah, it sounds like you'll make some waves.
Yeah, just kidding. I won't leave the room. But and then October 30th, we got your pal Bert Kreischer. We're doing a live Tuesdays with Stories at the Hollywood Improv. Tuesday, Woo! October 30th, we got Nick Vatterott, Henry Phillips, my buddy, is opening, Bert will be there, and it's going to be fun.
Bert's fucking
great.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
I'll be with Bert next week.
Yeah, Bert's hilarious. Bert, I was on the cruise with him. He went up after me, murdered. His new hour on Netflix is hilarious. He's doing new material now on the road. He's got a tour coming out. Unfucking believable. I'm going to be at the West Palm Beach Improv this weekend, the 19th to the 21st. Yeah. So if you're going to be around, go there. And then I'm going to be, I'm back in, I'm at Governor. I'm at Fat Black next Wednesday.
Woo!
Are you on that?
I believe so, yeah.
And you're on that, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, you were supposed to meet that day, remember?
Yeah, I know we're meeting. I didn't know I was on your show.
I asked you. I said, we'll do the meeting, and then we'll
You said, I'll drive back. I'm at the Fat Black. You didn't say, would you like to be on the show?
I did. I said, you can be on the show if you can do it, or you can just, I can drive you back. I said both.
Oh, all right. I'm on the show.
All right, there you go.
I'm going
to Joe List is on that show. McGuire's. I can't wait to do that. I fucking love McGuire's. Salvatore's in Lawrence. Then I do Comics Come Home. Acme Comedy Club. I mean, the list goes on. Go to Robert Kelly Live. I'm at Uncle Vinny's November 17th. Comedy on Carlson. I'm at so many places, man. I'm working literally until April. I just booked a tour that I've been trying to get off. Me, Ron Bennington, Jim Florentine,
Whoa.
And Rich Voss.
That's awesome.
Wow.
One night only.
Whoa.
Releasing all the information very soon.
I've always wanted to go to that. San Diego.
So we're going to be there. So go to robertkellylive.com for tickets. Beck, what you got?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram if you like stand-up pictures. I'm at Human Places, the Ease of Three.
I love your Instagram.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's awesome.
Very nice.
And she's such a great person, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know you that well as a person, but I enjoy your photography very well, and you've always been very pleasant to me.
You just heard her talk. I mean, you can just assume.
She's an awesome builder,
too. Yeah,
you can
tell from those two sentences. She's a great person. I'm just trying to be genuine. We haven't spent a lot of time together.
Mike, what do you have besides low self-esteem?
and no will to fight for the earth. Jesus, you came apart.
You really did, dude. I put you on the phone. I thought you were going to fucking fight him. You had that oomph in you. I thought you were going to attack him.
Rock the vote. You saved it all for what? You have a Texas vote, don't you?
Yeah.
That's a valuable vote. You gotta rock that vote.
Yeah, you gotta good. Rock the vote.
Well, I'm voting red.
Rock the vote.
What?
Why would I do that?
All right.
You can see me around the Lantern or Creek in the Cave. That's usually where I'm at in the city.
Yikes.
Okay. That's where he started. Fuck him. Yeah. Zach, what do you got? Your mic's not on.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He's Zach the new guy.
It's the worst.
We found out this mic that I've been on the last year has actually worked this whole time.
It has.
Not really, no. That's why you couldn't hear him.
One time I was at a Pearl Jam show, and you know, they're playing all night, and then like three quarters of the way through the show, Eddie Vedder's like, Mike, tell that, the guitarist, Mike, tell that story about your mother, and he goes to tell it, and the mic's dead, and he goes, I fucking knew it. He's been singing back up all night on a mic that didn't work. That was a little rock and roll humor.
You know what, dude? See you next week.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.